Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was reading a story recently about a woman on a plane who took all her clothes off and then crapped right on the seat. And this was a big to-do. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was too hot. That's why she had to take all her clothes off and defecate. Those planes aren't climate controlled, but good news, your house is. And if you call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure you never take off your clothes and crap right on your couch. That's a guarantee. That's their no crap couch guarantee. You call and ask for the no crap couch guarantee, and they'll say, yes, sir, / ma'am. We'll be right over. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. I'm Isaiah Jacob. In the NCAA tournament, first four action will continue tonight as Prairie View, A&M, and Lehigh battle for the final 16 seed at 6:40. Then Miami of Ohio and SMU tip off at 9:15 for the 11th seed. In other tournament news, Louisville star freshman Michael Brown Jr. is out for the Cardinals' first-round game against South Florida because of a back injury. And for Duke, they will open the NCAA tournament without big man Patrick Gamba. Duke coach John Shire confirmed that he was very unlikely to see action in the tournament opener against Siena and suggested the 6'11 sophomore could miss the weekend. The Duke news could impact the Buckeyes' possible second-round matchup if they are able to get past TCU tomorrow at 12:15. This update was sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you're not happy with your results in the first week, get 100% of your money back. Awaken180weightloss.com.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ears.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, man. Did a lot of sports watching last night in person and on TV, and madness is closing in on us.
Are you scripting these now?
No.
Like when you're in the car morning.
What do you think? I'm Jim Nance?
Do you say, so when he says, hello, good, clean boy.
What do I say?
I'm going to say, a lot of sports watching last night. I'll tell you what.
Oh. Honestly, I'm just trying to say enough to get a reaction out of you for the introduction.
Just a simple, hey, man, that'd be good. Hey, Mike.
That sucks.
How you doing, Ted?
Hey, Mike.
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
See?
He's got, hey, Mike. He's got doing good, Mike.
Those are simple answers. Yeah, I want a simple answer from you.
I'm a simple man. You're not going to get a simple answer.
Simple man. Big Tuesday. It's not Tuesday. It's Wednesday. Big Wednesday show, Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran, live from Greenville, South Carolina.
Greenville.
At 3:30.
Greenville.
And name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:30. Jackets with a big win against the Hurricanes last night.
That was fun.
Gotta love it. You were in attendance.
That was fun.
First place team comes in, gets pushed around, a little bit of their own medicine last night. I dug it.
I dug it too. It was just, look, even I was talking to somebody about this before the show. You could see, even as the Jackets were pounding the Hurricanes, you could see why they are a good hockey team and what they do as far as playing together, taking chances at the opportune time. They're always good, just like in basketball where you get somebody that releases and you can hit that outlet pass and then get on the fast break. There's somebody that's quick to hit that blue line with one pass to get a quick shot off. You could see like how focused and detail-oriented they are because they've been in Rod Brindamore's system for a long time. It's a legit, great hockey team. They've done about everything in this regime except win a Stanley Cup. They've been a perennial playoff team now. But the Jackets were even more focused and had more attention to detail in everything that they did. They were ready for everything that the Hurricanes were going to throw at them. Bussy had their number last time they saw him. This time it was just, it was great chance after great chance. Wow, great to see him cash in on the 4-minute power play.
Knock him down.
Yeah.
Right.
Set him up, knock him back.
Throw him aside like a piece of trash.
Had a center ice fight. Oh,
beautiful.
The
fight was a little disappointing if we're being honest.
It's okay though. That's Delorier. He is a mang. And the fact that it's a different age in hockey, but the fact that that still remains the way that it does is great.
You like
and it still gets people.
Don't tell A-Race that.
He'll
cry right in his Cheerios.
It harkens us back to how we just love to see gladiators in the arena, because it doesn't matter what was going on with the play on the ice. When you saw out of your peripherals gloves drop, you're like, oh, okay, here we go.
But you know what I love, though? I love the job that Jody Shelley does. Does a great job. But he brings an extra perspective, an extra layer. You were at the game, so you didn't get to hear the commentary.
I watched the highlights and heard some of his chatter around it.
But
though,
Jody, as that was going on, and then afterwards, he said, look, Olivier didn't have to do that. He didn't have to fight.
No.
The Jackets are up in that game. Okay?
Precisely.
But he had so much respect.
Yes.
That's why he decided to drop the gloves. And that's something that I wouldn't have even thought about.
It's amazing, right? You can't even conjure something like that up where you will, imperfect on St. Patrick's Day, what's more Irish than just bare knuckle fighting with each other? I mean, that was awesome. But Delorier wants to do that because they're down. They're halfway through the game. And they know if he doesn't send
any
his team
sort
a jolt of
energy,
life,
momentum change, absolutely.
He had the double fist pump at his bench
and
as he went in there.
Could have said, I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving you the satisfaction.
You saw what he did. He tapped Olivier on the helmet as soon as they knew they were done. It was like, thanks, man. You know?
Yeah.
And he took the cut right on the left chin. And that's okay.
See,
he's given up size. He's given up physicality. Well, I wouldn't say physicality because Olivier.
There's nuance to
tough
this
as they come.
Type of stuff. You know, and it's not like the old days where you got just your goons and that's all they do. But that's still an important layer of professional hockey.
Yeah, but
I think so at least.
You're right, though. You can't. There's no goons anymore. And
you can't afford to have a roster spot taken up by a goon.
Therefore, the enforcer is pretty much dead because you've got to do other things. Olivier can enforce, but he's a good hockey player.
Absolutely.
Scored a goal in the game.
Absolutely. The move that he made?
Unbelievable.
Scoring that goal was fantastic.
No, he is a skillful player. He is quick. He's got speed. I understand why he's your favorite. He is a fan favorite.
See, watching that game last night, though, I mean, it was great to see, and you can't afford to have a night off in the Eastern Conference because everybody around you seems to win, and let's not complain about that. That's the way it is.
Right.
We've put ourselves in this position where we're chasing, and so now we have to scoreboard watch. That's part of the deal.
Of course Montreal and Boston go to overtime.
Of course they do.
You know?
But, and other teams are thinking that when they watch the Jackets on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
It's like, well,
they're coming.
Of course the Jackets went to overtime.
We can't let up.
They're nipping at our heels. But what frustrated me so much is early in the season, I knew this team was better than they were playing.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had played this brand of hockey from Jump Street, the Columbus Blue Jackets would be the Carolina Hurricanes. They would be first in the Metro.
I have no doubt. If my uncle had nuts, I mean, if my aunt had nuts,
if your aunt had nuts, she'd be your uncle.
Dude.
That's right.
It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Don't think about that because everything.
How can
that
you
they
not
went,
think about
because
that?
Because they had to fire the coach to get to this point. Why? I was talking about that with Baker before the show. Why did it start to look that bad with Dean? What changed that much?
Dean was invisible. You saw it last night again, in between periods. They got a shot of the dressing room. Who's in there holding court?
Yeah, yeah.
It's Bonus
Simple
in there holding court. And he's got him like applauding. I always get nervous with that camera too, because what if somebody whips out the dong?
Why are you whipping out the dong?
I don't know. Maybe it needs to breathe a little bit. You're in the dressing room. You assume that no one's looking at it. They're shirtless. Maybe they need a little air
I guess I can understand needing some air.
Absolutely. But what if that happens
in
to be the
intermission
exact
cam
moment? Like, they have to have sort of warning light that goes on. You are on TV. Put dong away.
Didn't Captain Hoodie Under Suit Jacket Andrew Whitworth complain about that back in the day? About being seen naked in the locker room and it was like flashed on NFL Network mistakenly.
Oh, I didn't
think he had a hard time. And then we're like, what's the big deal?
He had a hard
deal?
Time or a...
I'm sure he's limp time. No, I'm sure he's fine. Even in limp time, I think it's fine times for someone like that. But
how do you know?
Had you ever
probably hung like a field?
Have you ever seen athlete wean when you covered the game, locker room access, anything like that?
No,
never seen one.
No, I didn't cover for a long period of time. I was, you know, wasn't really a reporter. That's not what I did.
I wouldn't say that I was ever a reporter.
I wasn't a locker room guy.
I did do locker room reporting along my path.
The only thing I would do is I'd go into the press conference area.
But, yeah.
You know, when you're going to the podium, chances are you have pants on. Chances are.
Sometimes you see shirtless podium or like ice pack shoulder podium.
Yeah,
that's kind of a thing of the past. But
I went down to Buckeye practice once.
Baseball is where I saw Dong.
When I first got here to Columbus, Jim O'Brien was the head coach for Buckeye basketball. And I went to interview him, and it was a scheduled thing, me and him one-on-one. And he came out fully nude.
What are you? Shut up.
Just fully. Looked like Snuffleupagus.
How did he compare to
how you doing there, Mikey? Doing good, Jim. Can you put the mouse back in the house?
How did he do compared to nude Thad Mata when you first interviewed him?
I didn't see nude Thad. No.
Was he still sucking on candy?
Sucking on to the dog.
Sucking on to the
taste
dog.
Freeze.
No, Major League Baseball clubhouses. Because I dabbled in covering the Royals when I was first starting out there. And that was the first place where I was shocked.
Mike Moustakas dong?
Billy Butler dong.
Yeah.
Eric Hosmer dong.
You saw Mike's Moustakas, didn't you?
I saw the Moustakas. Get these dongs out of here.
Hey, what do you want to do? Hey, Ryan Day is approaching a milestone. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some holdup due to an accident that's on East Main Street at Ohio Avenue. We also have a delay due to a crash on northbound James Road at I-70. This report is sponsored by MapQuest. Before smartphones, there was MapQuest. Before GPS, there was MapQuest. Before Google Maps, there was MapQuest. And guess what? MapQuest is back. Now on your phone. No printer required. Download the MapQuest app from the App Store or visit MapQuest.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Buckeyes are back in the tournament. Catch the Bucks and TCU live from South Carolina.
The tip comes your way Thursday at 12:15.
Watch on 10TV, listen on The Fan. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Each day. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Slight chance of snow showers this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with highs in the 40s, but with gusty winds, it'll feel colder than that. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the 30s. And then for Thursday, chances of rain showers in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid to low 50s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with a 10 weather impact forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt office ping pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, God.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
By the way, we had just fantastic office ping pong earlier today. We had time for a second three-game series. That's a rare thing. All three games were decided by 2 points or less. All six games.
Well, Fishy's not here. He's on vacation.
Insane pong.
So when Fishy's away, we play lots of pong.
Oh, a lot of pong. And I got you 2-1 in both series, but they could have gone either way. You won the first game both times, and I rallied for the last two.
You know what it is today? It's good, clean
National
Wednesday.
National Pong Day?
No.
Oh, wait, why didn't you say something in the first segment?
I forgot. It's good, clean Wednesday, which means it's your emails. Anything is on the table. Nothing is off limits. Goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Anything?
Anything. Anything.
Anything.
All right, do your Ryan Day story.
Dave Biddle was nice enough to have me on his Bucknuts show earlier today, and we hit on a wide array of topics. Well, what do you want?
I can't.
Why can't it just be I was invited to do a show? We talk about the show. It's always got to come back to, oh, nobody asked me. Mike, would you like to do that? Nope, thanks for asking.
I just want to be asked.
You need to be asked. You've got to be asked.
So that I can say I'm not available.
Well,
but thank you.
I will have him reach out to you for your impending decline.
No, don't give him my number.
So we hit on some Buckeye basketball because the game coming up tomorrow. And we started talking about this, and we had not even discussed this yet on our show. Do you realize that Ryan Day is on his way into his eighth season at the helm of the Ohio State football team, meaning it's year 10 being in the program? Urban Meyer, in his illustrious run, was 7 seasons. Of course, he's got the bar, 7-0 grill for the record against Michigan, won himself a national championship, as we know, in 2014. Ryan Day's already checked that one off as well. He just needs to maybe improve that record against the rival, but I think it gets us thinking about what his legacy is. How many more years do you think he has left doing this? Is this his ultimate gig? Just so many questions sort of pop into my head about Ryan Day and what he's done. And, you know, overall, he's run an incredible program. The culture is strong. We always keep saying it's crazy. Knock on wood, but I don't think I would jinx this team. Nobody seems to be getting into any kind of trouble. There's no nonsense.
Well, you just did it now.
No, because I've said it before.
Jeremiah Smith is out murdering someone right now. He's committing murder.
There's got to be a reasonable excuse if he's going to do it. Hey, I had Jeremiah Smith on my Red Bull can. He's
doing well.
He's not going to be the face of Red Bull and be out there killing people?
No.
Nobody
endorses products and then murders, right, OJ?
Correct, Amungo.
He's in his Hertz rent-a-car as he goes to murder.
So Day going into year 8. What do you think he's going to win another national championship?
Yes.
You think he will?
I think before he's done, I'm not saying it's going to be this year, but before he's done here, I think he wins another national championship. And that, of course, puts him
in rarefied air.
And look, we can talk about the rivalry record, and that's valid. I'm not dismissing that. It needs to get better. It should get better, and it will get better. But if Ryan Day finishes up his tenure here, however long that is, with 2 national championships, that puts him up there with Woody Hayes.
Well, if you think about it,
and no one can tell me differently.
As much as people have a problem with the way college football has been going lately, and I understand that out with the old, in with the new, and it's a lot of change, and it's shocking change, because there's a 100+ years of time. 100+ years of time they were getting paid,
and
now they are.
They just put their heads in the sand. They could have changed this gradually over time, but instead it bit them in the ass.
But what I appreciate about this modern era is that they at least decided to come up with a system where the season ends in a game. You don't have to love how it was determined, but it at least ends with a game being played on a field, and we call that the national championship game. Instead of the early years where it's just, this poll says you're number one. Oh, we won this bowl, but we both had a loss and we didn't play an equal schedule, so we'll both just say we're national champs. There's a lot of that going on with all the major programs throughout history, Ohio State included, and no one, going back to Jim Tressel, Urban Meyer, now Ryan Day, has ever won 2 of those in this modern era. So if you say and I say we think Ryan Day is going to get another one, that does put him in rare air. So we look forward to seeing what happens in 2026 with the 9.5 over-under win total. We'll see where they do.
We had a lot of sports here last night. We talked about the Jackets. Team USA loses in the World Baseball Classic Final. They lose to Venezuela. Bunch of bums.
Great game.
I'd say it was a great game. That Bryce Harper home run, I thought they were going to get him. Thought they were going to come back and get him.
You know what I thought when I was watching that, though? I almost felt like tweeting it out just to the people that, you know, I don't know how many of the people that follow me in my social media stream where I'm heavy on the Buckeyes, heavy on college basketball, a little bit of golf, a little bit of food. Did anyone care? Because I even went and I punched Bryce Harper's name in right when that happened, wondering if that was going to be trending out the wazoo. And it was just, in my feed, there was not a whole lot of action.
I bet you people
for
care.
The Bryce Harper dinger, which felt awesome.
Oh, well, it was awesome.
I'm watching it. And I'm saying, damn, like that's, he nuked that thing to dead center field when they needed two runs. It was as compelling as it gets going into the ninth
inning.
I haven't
seen any numbers on that yet. I don't think it's come out, but I would be surprised if it was less than 7 million. The last final against Japan got 5 and change. And I bet you that was 7 plus for that game last night. It was competitive. It wasn't overly long. No, I dug it. I watched it.
I do agree with something that Jason Stark threw out there on one of our segments here in the last week or so. I think it was 2 weeks ago, about when the Olympics come around, that could be the time to shift that event in the years that they have it, where you take a longer midseason break when everybody is in rhythm and in sync. Because, I mean, you know better than anybody how the sport of baseball goes when we're in spring training mode. All these clubs even put a list of rules out to Team USA Baseball about what they wanted or didn't want their players to do.
But how much time
from a pitching standpoint,
take time off during the season? You gonna do one of these NHL gigs where it's 3 weeks?
Can you do it in two?
Well, the thing
is too much?
Is that they're gonna want to?
It's gonna be a change.
They're going to want to have a big chunk of this in Japan, and here's the reason why. If you go back and you look at the advertising that was in that stadium last night, okay, 10 out of the 11 advertisers they had in the outfield were all Japanese companies. The Japanese companies and the Japanese people, they've thrown such energy and money into this thing.
And that's not a bad thing.
No, it's a great thing, but it's hard to do if you're going to say, well, we're going to close down for a week and a half. And, by the way, half of you are going to Japan to play in that pool over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, man.
You get the Concorde fired up.
Oh, all right. You get the time machine fired up, too?
Whatever we can do. But I guess the question is, do you think that's going to send the event into another stratosphere? Because All-Star weekends are getting very lame across all sports.
I understand
that.
Are
we going to sit here and talk about how we went back to white uniforms and gray uniforms?
There's a difference between...
And that's going to be the thing for the Midsummer Classic?
There's a difference between the All-Star game sucks... And let's shut the game down for 3 weeks.
But this is also like the Olympics, where this would not be every year. This would just be every three, right? So it's something, and I don't know, again, 3 weeks or 2 weeks, and it goes down to, you know, there's qualifying that happens in the preseason, and then that puts you in to a Final Four type of situation. So it could be broken up where you save the best for last, and then there's not that long of a break, and they're just single games.
We also had drama in Dayton last night.
Oh, great games.
Both games were very close, and then tonight, you have the Miami Redhawks against SMU.
Ryan Baker's heading on over. He's got his emergency pants. Do you think they're khakis or jeans? What do you think he's going to wear? He's not going shorts in there.
Is he going as a member of the media or just a fan?
He's just going as a fan, so I guess he could.
He could wear shorts and a hoodie.
But it's single digits out there.
He's out of his mind.
And why is he bundling up on the top half if he's just going to the car?
Well, that I can't answer.
He's got a hat on, a winter hat.
Yes, because his whole thing is, I'm walking 10 feet to the car.
From the waist down.
Why do I have to put on pants? Okay, understood. But then why do you look like you're going on a Shackleton expedition from the waist up?
This man's ready for the Iditarod.
That makes no sense to me. What? You didn't think you'd get an Ernest Shackleton reference on the program today, did you, Teddy boy? Nuh-uh. All right, it's good, clean Wednesday. You got any emails for me?
Let's see here. I've got one from our guy Lennox. My guys.
Cooper, their all-world rookie, coming right in, hurts his face. Nothing he can do.
This is a good one. This might just be setting the table, and then we have to stew on this through the break. What are your top five candy power rankings, excluding chocolate candies?
I feel like we've done this before.
I think we did this a year ago, but it's the way it goes. Moods change. Things can shift.
Well, I'll tell you what's number one on mine. The same thing it was a year ago.
Runts?
No.
I'm kidding. Runts. I'm kidding.
Runts are fine.
They're not bad. They're not bad, though.
Break your teeth on the runts.
No, you just chisel away.
But my daughter is astonished whenever I tell her that, hey, you know what? Nerds gummy clusters, they weren't banging when I was banging. They weren't invented.
You know who loves that?
Everyone?
No, you know who specifically loves that?
Who?
Mike Leach.
He's dead.
Doesn't matter. I guarantee you, wherever he is
Nerds gummy clusters?
He has an endless supply. Pop-Pop's little snack Tupperware, he's got one of those.
How do you know he reaches in paradise.
And it's just got...
Maybe he's getting locked in the shed.
Here's a taste of your own medicine.
Lucifer's got him in an electrical shed.
He's got him in a shed.
Okay. With Adam? Adam James?
He's not dead, but...
Is he going to hell?
Mike Leach?
Adam James?
Well, I don't know.
Has he lived a good, clean life?
Craig James probably going to hell, right?
What if Adam James is just a sick deviant and we don't know
it? Well, that checks out. I know who his dad is. I get it.
Like father, like son.
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll do the candy.
Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran live from South Carolina as the Buckeyes get ready to play TCU. That's coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at slowdown due to an accident if you're on westbound 670 after International Gateway. And there's a couple-minute delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's Leather Jacket Time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
She's a star of 10TV Sports. She's in South Carolina covering the Buckeyes and TCU in the NCAA tournament. She is Nicole Sheeran. Hello, my friend.
Hello, and guess what I have on today, y'all? I have a leather blazer on.
Oh, see, we don't. We didn't put any clothes on.
Yeah.
Wow, well, that's disappointing. That's just rookie mistakes by both of you.
So you drove in yesterday, right? How long was the drive?
8.5 hours. The
8.5 hours.
8.5 hours of my life.
Well, yeah, you're in a van with a Photog and with Adam King. Let me ask you this, and I want the truth, okay? It's 8.5 hours. So don't tell me none. That's impossible. How many times did you discreetly pass gas on the ride?
Ew! I don't do that.
Oh, come on! Air does not escape your anus at any point?
Not in a moving car with two friends. I am a lady.
It's 8.5 hours. How do you control yourself?
I can't say the same for Adam King because there were some wafts of smells.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's the worst part about traveling with dudes, right? And I know.
Boys are gross.
And you, I bet you probably needed to, and you were just being good and clean and holding it in.
I don't know how you can hold it in for 8.5 hours.
Well, that's unhealthy.
Well, you wait till stops. I mean, you have to stop.
How many times did you stop?
We did make 4 stops. We went to Bucky's gas station, Chick-fil-A, and then a Starbucks. Naturally.
I heard Bucky's sucks.
No, it doesn't. Well, it's amazing.
She loves Buc-ee's.
You're talking to the girl who worked in Texas. We had a Buc-ee's 5 minutes from my station. Hello.
Sorry, I just saw they got effed out by the Better Business Bureau because they don't respond to people's complaints.
They got an F.
I'm not in charge of that. I just enjoy their chopped brisket and Bucky Beavers.
You like a good beaver, don't you? Nicole.
No, guys, that is not what I said.
That is
they're
what you said.
Bucky Beaver Nuggets. They're like caramel puffs. Are really good.
Sure.
It's better and better.
That's what you say.
Losers.
Yeah. Nicole Sharon is with us for Leather Jacket Time. All right, so you're in South Carolina. How is Greenville treating you? You like the town?
Y'all, Greenville is the cutest. I love it. I could live here. I'm not going to lie.
Are you saying something?
The town is really cute. I'm being so serious right now.
That could be a market where you make even less money than you do right now.
Yeah, no, definitely would not be working in television if I moved here.
Have you had a chance to talk to the team yet? Are they ready to go?
I have. Adam and I had a lot of fun in the locker room probably 2 hours ago. We filled out some brackets with the guys. We talked about a lot of things. Mike, shout out to you. I asked some guys about their go-to condiments. Dad Mata on that one with his ketchup obsession. And Devin Royal probably had the best answer, and it was syrup, and that he put syrup on everything. Not just pancakes, not just waffles, like everything.
Does he put it in his hair at all to smooth it out a little bit?
No, too sticky. That's bad.
It's a little too sticky, but I mean, I didn't ask him that. I should have.
He's like Buddy the Elf.
That's
loves
right.
Syrup that much. Is there sugar in syrup?
Seriously.
Then yes.
But no, in all seriousness, Adam and I were actually just at the team hotel too. We talked to Devin Royal and John Mobley Jr. and they're ready to go. I mean, Bruce said it earlier that this is a dream that a lot of people can never live in real life, and he's getting to live his dream right now. So these guys are ready to go. I think they're ready for game time. I think we kind of all feel that. Like, today has felt like the longest day ever because the lead up to just, let's just play. Let's just get to 12:15 mm-hmm. tomorrow and see what happens.
It's fun, though. Nicole Sheeran from 10 TV. It's Leather Jacket Time. So, Coco, I thought I heard you saying that you covered David Punch, TCU's star sophomore, when you were still banging out there in Texas. What does he bring to the table? He averages almost 15 points per game. Horned Frogs don't really have a guy that can go off like Bruce or Mobley. They're a little more balanced, but it starts with David Punch.
Well, and that's what I was kind of going to say, is I think the guard play for the Buckeyes definitely outweighs that of the Horned Frogs, but I watched David Punch in high school. He went to Harker Heights High School back in Central Texas, and he's very physical. Like, yeah, he's a taller guy. He's not afraid to use his body, and he puts up numbers. Now, I wouldn't compare him to a guy like Bruce Thornton because they're very different players, but he's kind of has the similar style of an Amari Bynum, where he's physical on offense, on defense. He's going to cause problems for a Buckeye offense, but not like anything these guys haven't seen before.
You know, we talked about, you know, the players and how they're feeling, and this is a new situation for them, but it's a new situation for a lot of the guys on the coaching staff, including Jake Diedler, too. I mean, are mm-hmm. the coaches amped up, or are they calm? Is it business as usual?
Guys, I have never been in a locker room more chaotic. I mean, the most chaotic locker room. I gave Devin Royal the mic, and I had him go around, and Jake was in there, Jake Diebler, and Diebler was smiling ear to ear. They're just having a good time. And that, in my opinion, is such a good sign because it means you're not nervous. You're not overthinking anything. We asked Jake. He said, we're just here to play basketball. We need to play the kind of basketball we've played really as of late. I would say the past four games as of late. And they'll be just fine. They're confident. They're not overthinking it. Yes, it's March Madness. It's the biggest stage in college basketball, but it's all smiles here. It's very chill. They're just enjoying the moment because they haven't been able to do this in 4 years.
I guess time will tell. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt because of what they have been through, and especially somebody like Bruce, who is the all-time leading scorer. And he was at risk of never bouncing a ball in the NCAA tournament. So I will allow those good vibes. You should be excited. It's a big deal to be in this tournament. And I do think, aside from Jake Diebler, there's experience on that staff. They brought over Joel Justice, who had experience at Kentucky, was part of the Final Four run at NC State. And that was an NC State team that was pretty much an underdog going that deep into the tournament. And Dave Dickerson, who was with Thad for all those years, is on this staff, too. Is there a particular player that you were around, Nicole, for Ohio State that just seems more locked in? I mean, we always talk about Bruce, but is there someone else you see a big game coming from?
I mean, Mobley was pretty locked in. Like, he's always kind of locked in, but, I mean, locked and loaded, locked in. He literally said to me, we're putting Ohio back on the map, and I'm an Ohio kid. I'm putting Ohio back on the map. We're making a run here. And it's like that, the way he said it, it kind of gave me chills because he means it. He's not just speaking words. They want to go out there and prove to everybody why they deserve to be here years before now. They want to put these Buckeyes back on the map, and they're back where they belong, and they know it, and they feel it, and they act like it.
That's cool, Nicole, because I said this after they beat Purdue. Remember when the national broadcast crew, I forget who did the game against Purdue. Maybe that was CBS. They were out on the court. They were all happy and celebrating, and Mobley dropped that line about how we're about to go on a run. And we came back here Monday and said, okay, like, going to hold you to that. Let's see it. Here they are in the tournament. They made the big dance, and they're still feeling pretty good. So hopefully that continues tomorrow.
And listen, we're not the only ones. Yes, we cover Ohio State, but we're not the only ones who feel this way. There are a lot of people who have Ohio State making a deep push in this tournament. So it's not just coming from the Columbus people. I want to put that out there. People see it all over the world.
What are you doing for dinner tonight? You hitting up like a low country cuisine restaurant? What are we doing?
Well, y'all, I'm going to be honest. I haven't eaten really yet today. I had a protein bar. We got a lot of work to do. We're locked in over here. The players are locked in, but so is 10 TV.
Right.
So food is not the priority.
Well, why don't I know, but you have to take care of yourself and you have to enjoy it a little bit. So what I want you to do is go out, get yourself a nice caramel beaver and shove your face in that thing.
You are disgusting.
Didn't you say you liked the beavers?
No, I said Buc-ee's has beaver nuggets and they're caramel flavored, and I'm never
beaver
saying
nuggets.
It again.
Do they have caramel flavored? That's what I said.
Do they have the Buc-ee's in Greenville, or are they not down there?
Not in Greenville. We went to the one in Richmond on our way here.
Went through Richmond, Virginia, on the way down there.
Do y'all want Buc-ee t-shirts on my drive back?
No, thanks.
Nicole, that makes no sense. How are you in Richmond, Virginia?
Richmond, Tennessee. It's like
Richmond,
a random
Tennessee.
Place in Richmond. It's called Richmond. I don't know. Do I look like a walking map?
Ain't nobody ever heard of that place.
There's a lot of those places down there.
Yes, there are.
I thought you would have gone through like
Whitville,
Virginia.
In the middle of nowhere. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Nicole. Have fun.
Bye-bye.
Thank y'all. Bye.
By the way, I think this segment was way too professional today, even though we talked about farts and beavers.
I don't know. We had
and
beaver nuggets.
All that. Bye, Nicole.
You can't call a snack a beaver nugget. What are they thinking?
Hey, Nicole.
Hello,
Nicole.
Oh, we're still here.
Yeah, Nicole. who's next to you?
I'm actually pacing in the hallway and getting lots of stares right now.
Who's staring at you?
A lot of the media people here are staring. They're wondering who I'm yelling beaver nuggets to on the phone.
Okay, good enough. Good answer.
That's good.
All right, bye bye, Nicole Sheeran. On the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Watch her on 10 TV, her along with Adam King following the Buckeyes. Is Tiger getting ready for a return? Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are a little slow on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt, going from US 23 to 71. We also have some slower traffic on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's the Fan Call-In Show, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
I know it's there.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Cosby Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Their favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. You know, March is that time of year when a lot of us are thinking about fresh starts, maybe even getting a tax refund. It's coming soon. And instead of spending that money on something temporary like drugs or hookers, what if you invested it in something that improves your home?
Like what?
For decades, like windows.
Windows.
From Universal Windows Direct. Because right now you buy two windows, you get two free. And there's no limit. If you need 100 windows, you only pay for half.
How they do that?
I don't know. I don't make them.
They do.
I just sell them. Plus, you'll get 24 months with no payments and no interest. And $500 bonus off your home improvement project.
Ooh.
I tell you what.
Ooh.
It's quite the deal. Call for your free in-home estimate.
Call.
614-502-5220 or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
All right. We didn't finish. Let me finish. We didn't finish. Top five non-chocolate candies. You went with a gummy cluster.
A Nerds gummy cluster.
That's top of the mountain?
Yeah.
Top of the mountain.
Top.
Gummy cluster.
Tip top.
I'm going to put that at two for me because I... Now, do you need me to go specific with a brand for a gummy bear?
Yes,
gummy,
absolutely.
Gummy, then it's Albanese. Albanese gummy bears.
Okay.
Factories.
Not a Harbio?
Haribo or Black Forest are the other two that I know of. They're good. They're
Black
both
Forest,
good.
Too scary.
I go by mood. I do like to have both those types of gummy bears, but Albanese, the factory is in Maryville, Indiana.
If you
outside
say
of Chicago.
So. All right.
It's a good place
the,
to stop
because the bears
got the
are
deals.
Play.
Where with the Chicago Bears.
Get yourself some gummy bears and watch the bears.
So I'll do the gummy bears there. I'll do the gummy clusters. So we're gummied out for two.
What about a trolley? Like a worm.
Nah,
I like a trolley.
They're fine. I don't know if I have them in my top five. You do? You got them in there?
I don't know. Just tossing it out there.
Trolley?
Trolley.
You should call them trolleys and make them into San Francisco trolleys.
That's not what they are.
You should do that, though. It'd be better.
How about a Starburst? You like a Starburst? It's got to be soft, though. If it's hard, mess you up.
See, I think I got stuck with too many hard bursts.
Yeah.
And I softened on the hardened Starburst.
You got to put them in your pocket. Put them in your pocket. They rub against your thigh and crotch.
Why not, Teddy? Why don't you put them in the freezer? Starburst.
That's lunatic behavior.
Could you imagine that'd be like liquid nitrogen?
Why don't you just go rip out all your teeth?
You'd be like the T-1000 when he gets hit with the nitro and then shatters. That's what it'd be like.
Skittle's
going to be my number three. Skittle is
original?
A classic.
Or tropical?
No, original.
Or wild berry?
No, red bag. The
okay.
Red bag.
All right.
Didn't they change the green from lime to green apple?
They changed it back.
Why'd they ever do that? What
I don't
kind
know,
of moron?
But I'm telling you, it's back now.
Up at Skittles is changing lime out for green apple. It's
Jerry
perfect.
Skittle. Got a problem.
Is he friends with Jerry Stackhouse?
Uh-huh.
Skittle man. So I got gummy bears, gummy clusters, Skittles. Four and five. Not where are you with like an Airhead?
I love an Airhead.
You do love
delicious.
An Airhead?
Delicious. Again, has to be the right consistency. If it's too hard, mess you up.
What about...
Don't even say a saltwater taffy. I'm going to punch you right in the throat.
Oh, my God, no. There's no saltwater taffy here. An Airhead's better than saltwater taffy.
What about a sucking candy?
I was thinking sucking candies.
What about an atomic fireball?
I can't get there. I can't get top five with my atomic fireball.
Joshua Perry says, where's my circus peanuts?
He's insane. I might think about an honorable mention for Werther's, because every now and then a Werther's can hit. It's not like a top three candy, but every now and then, if you have a bowl inside your front door, and you got the individually wrapped Werther's. That can be a nice thing. Take
I'm
a
not,
few, put them in your pocket.
I'm not saying it's not a good thing. I don't know if it's top five.
You're going to hate me for this next one, and I could care less because I know it's a great non-chocolate candy, and when they are the right firmness, softness, dots. Dots. Talk about a movie theater box candy. They're so good, and I love a Lemonhead as well.
Lemonhead's very delicious.
Very tart, very nice.
Made by the same company that makes the atomic fireballs for our pan.
You know what I forgot, though?
Hmm.
Bullseyes or cowtails from Getzy or Getz, the Baltimore candy company.
Yeah, those are
very good.
I think the bullseye
phenomenal.
Is the superior to the cowtail because there's more cream.
It's also kind of like why a smash burger cooks better, because there's more surface time on the grill. There's more surface area with the bullseye.
I think the bullseye's got to be in there.
You're a bullseye top five guy.
Yeah.
You had gummy clusters. You got a bullseye in there.
Put atomic fireball down there for me.
Fireball. Firestarter.
Starburst.
And a starburst.
Appropriate softness.
All right. There you go, Lennox, I believe you
Teddy,
were.
What are we missing?
You got your whole list there.
I was going to say the Atomic Fireball because you turned me on to those.
Oh,
I love them, so I'm glad you mentioned them.
I have
them.
A huge jar in my pantry. It is constantly stocked.
Yeah,
I get it on Amazon. It's like 300 pieces. It comes right to the house. It's beautiful. I suck on them all day long.
You suck away.
Oh,
you're a huge sucker.
And it's like two candies in one, because the first couple minutes, it's a very heavy concentration of cinnamon, but then that wears off, and you just have a very pleasant sugar ball to keep you company for a little while.
You like sucking or eating more? What's
no, you can't. You can't bite down on those things. You got to suck until it's down to just a tiny little pea, and then you bite them.
What about a blow pop? Blow pop superior to a Tootsie Pop.
Oh well, there's no question about that.
And no Tootsie Roll. No Tootsie Roll.
Why
not
Tootsie Roll?
It's not a chocolate snack, technically.
It's right, it's not. So it could be on my list. You know what? Put me down for a Tootsie Roll.
Put you down for a couple of craptastic Tootsie Rolls.
If you're going to put down dots.
Why don't you just eat dirt?
You're eating dots.
Dots are flavored.
You're going to compare. There's always Tootsie Rolls. Tootsie flavor.
There's no such flavor as a Tootsie flavor.
It's its own flavor.
It's like, give me the flavor of a dark black abyss and make that into a candy.
That's flailing wildly.
The thing that the guy in 300 got thrown down, like, turn that into a flavor. That's a Tootsie Roll.
I got two Tootsie haters here. Teddy's a Tootsie hater. You're a Tootsie hater. It's Americana right there.
Dots guy, you get yellow, green, red, lemon, lime, cherry. It's the best.
You don't need that with the Tootsie.
Yeah, because you're just going to wreck your teeth.
If we're doing a blow pop flavor, which one?
Watermelon.
Green apple.
No.
Yes, green apple superior.
No.
Superior.
Watermelon, then cherry, then green apple. Maybe blue raspberry ahead of the green apple.
Now,
and green apple.
You're saying things we obviously don't mean.
DFL. For the green apple. Who wants to have a piece of fruit? I know. I mean, all the candy flavors.
What did you just name? You just named all fruit. Your number one was watermelon, you stupid idiot.
They're better fruits. Nobody wants to have an apple when you have cherries and watermelons.
What is this hatred for the apple?
I just don't dig it.
Teddy, you got a problem with the apple?
I'd rather have grape.
Grape, too.
Grape's fantastic.
Grape goes ahead of it. If I was on a desert island, I'd have the green apple sucker. But that's it. On a desert island with Anne Heche
a sucker
for a week.
Jive turkey.
Did you just call me a jive turkey? No. He didn't call you a jive turkey. He called you a...
What?
Guy that loves...
What?
Tonight! You look like a guy that loves Essen.
Stop. There's no good place you can go. So just stop.
Sucking candies. With the whole segment, we're talking about sucking on candies. Come on.
Come on.
Second deck.
It is far. It is gone. Second deck.
All right. Can I talk about Tiger Woods next?
Nope.
No. It's Tiger, and we're going to read some emails. All right? I'm done with everything else. You stick your sucking in a sack, mister.
Suck.
It is far. It is gone. Second deck.
Nope. Stop talking about this sucking.
Stop it, Adolf. I got no other German name.
It's Klaus.
Give me a German name, and I'll use it.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 20-minute slowdown on northbound 315 from Hard Road to Orange Road. And we've got a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on that north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/vision-zero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. The Hockey Hall of Fame said it will not give Jack Hughes the puck from his gold medal-winning goal for Team USA in the Olympics. Vice President of the Hockey Hall of Fame, Philip Pritchard, said, unfortunately, in the easiest words, it was never Jack's puck to own. That puck, as well as the one scored by Megan Keller to win gold for the U.S. women's team, were among the items put on display this week at the Hall of Fame in Toronto. In the NCAA tournament, first four action will continue tonight as Prairie View A&M and Lehigh play at 6:40. Then Miami of Ohio and SMU tip off at 9:15 for the 11th seed. Buckeyes first round action tomorrow at 12:15 against TCU. This update was sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats has a great deal waiting for you at Scramblers. From now through March 31st, get a buy one, get one free deal on the Manhandler Skillet. On the app, terms apply. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranak's golf swing. This is Manny Timmy.
Hey, please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy.
Clear?
Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Tiger has remained mum on his playing status for next month's Masters, telling reporters after the TGL semis that his health continues to be up and down. Here's a quote from Tiger. I said I've been working on it. Sometimes I have good days, sometimes I have bad days. Disc replacement is not a lot of fun. So as I said, I've had a lot of procedures prior to that, so the body doesn't quite heal like it was when I was 24, doesn't quite bounce back. So I have good days where I can pretty much do anything. I find that hard to believe. And other days where it's just hard to move around. Well, it's the disc.
I believe him.
It's also the fact that he has a peg leg as well.
he's a pirate. All he's missing is a parrot on his shoulder and a patch. But I believe him. Don't you? I mean, this is Tiger Woods we're talking about. I bet he can go out and play 3 to 6 holes of golf and feel like he's at the top of his game. But that's not golf.
Right.
On the PGA Tour, you got to be able to last 72 holes over four days.
Multiple days.
You have to walk some treacherous golf courses. So
I remember when Jim Lachey first retired. Lachey retired, well, not first retired. It was probably 3 years, 4 years after he retired. And we were talking about offensive line play in the NFL.
Yeah.
And he had lost all his weight, too. Because Jimmy was a bigger guy. And then he slimmed down. He's still a big guy. Don't get me wrong.
He's still one of the largest dudes I've ever been up close to.
Yes, yes. And I said, Jimmy, you're playing right now. You're in your uniform, padded up, playing right now. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
He says, for one drive, I'm giving up nothing. I'm perfect.
Yep.
For one drive.
And there it is.
And then after that, dead. Bad.
Yep.
Bad and
torn
dead.
Ligaments.
So to your point,
done.
I have no doubt that Tiger can go out there for 3-4 holes, and he says to himself, man, I did this when I was 22.
Maybe even a round of 18, you know? Maybe even a good start on a Thursday. But do we want this as fans? Sure, I do. And the one thing that I keep coming back to is Tiger was always the guy, and I get it, that would say, I'm not going out there if I don't feel like I have a chance to win. Now, he's still talking that way and saying things like that.
Does he believe it?
Does he really believe it? And for me personally, I'm cool with that. I don't think that makes you any less of a legend, any less of a champion. I honestly think that that'd be a cool thing if you still chose to go out there and play, even though you knew in your heart, I don't have a chance to win this thing. How many times did Jack, did Arnie, did Gary Player go out there and play in those major championships when they were in their twilight? Why? Because golf gave a lot to them. They are who they are because they had this sport that they fell in love with and they excelled at it and they got these grand stages to perform on and that made them famous. And so that's them, their way of staying connected to the game, to the people that love the game. I think that's a nice thing. And whether Tiger's going to play in the majors and not make the cut, whether he's going to hop in the broadcast booth a little bit like Jack, I love it. I love it when Jack Nicklaus just pops in the broadcast booth and sits there with Jim Nance and kills an hour or two, does that for the memorial, does that for some other events here and there. I think that's great. Tiger's got his ways now where he's staying connected with the TGL league, with the simulators and all that. It is what it is. It doesn't move the needle for me, but at least it's Tiger being out there. So I hope it happens, but we do some emails here.
All right, good clean Wednesday.
He's a clean boy. Wash your own damn sheets.
Goodcleanboy@gmail.com. That's how you hit us up. Mike says, my guys.
Oh, hold on a second.
I guess that kind of sufficed. You just played the Farley.
He's a good, hardworking boy. Let him bring in your mail.
So I just saw that, speaking of golf, I just saw that Rory McIlroy announced his Masters dinner. I heard you guys talking about Irish foods on the show recently, and he clipped in the graphic.
I just pulled it up.
Of the dinner.
Not a ton of Irish
stuff
in here.
What do you guys think?
But I like it. Here's what it is. Appetizers, peach and ricotta flatbread with a balsamic hot honey basil.
That sounds delicious.
Rock shrimp tempura with a creamy spicy sauce.
Also delicious.
Bacon wrapped dates.
Indy.
I don't know.
Indy, bad dates.
You think I would like a date? I've never tried a date.
A date's very good.
Real good?
It's very delicious.
Is it like a meaty type of thing?
It's a
kind of chewy.
Overgrown raisin.
Yeah. So yes, a little bit.
Bacon wrapped dates with goat cheese. I'm not a goat cheese guy.
I'm goaty. Good with the goat
My
cheese.
My wife loves the goat cheese. I'm not a big fan. Grilled elk sliders.
That sounds good.
Caramelized onion jam.
I've never had elk.
Roasted garlic aioli.
You like the venison? I wonder if it's a similar taste.
When cooked properly?
Yeah.
I like the venison.
I had venison burgers when I was at the Open Championship.
You know what? I
Scotland.
Take it back.
It's delicious.
I did have elk once, and I thought it tasted like dirt.
No good.
Maybe it was just a bad preparation.
I don't know.
I did not care for it.
I would absolutely try it, though, at a Masters dinner.
First course, those are the appetizers. First course, yellowfin tuna carpaccio with foie gras. Ooh, fancy.
You mean foie gras?
Mm-hmm.
I love that foie gras.
And a toasted baguette with chives. That's fine. I'm not a big fan of the liver, but...
Neither am I.
Main course, wagyu filet mignon or seared salmon. It's served with traditional Irish champ. What is champ?
What is Irish champ?
Yeah, let's look see. That up.
Yeah.
Sauteed Brussels sprouts. Teddy, what's champ?
Yeah, I thought
champ
that's,
Bailey?
I thought that's
oh,
what
here,
that was.
Champ
is mashed potatoes.
Okay.
It's got scallions, okay. Butter, and milk. It looks delicious.
All right. It also has sauteed Brussels sprouts, glazed carrots with brown butter, and crispy Vidalia onion rings. Good call on the onion rings. Dessert is sticky toffee pudding.
It's vanilla ice cream and warm toffee sauce.
Ooh.
Oh, how could that be bad? So
I'll tell you, the steamed cakes never took off in America. That's a shame because they're very good.
Steamed cakes?
Well, that's what that is. A sticky toffee pudding is a cake that's steamed, and it's
and
very
the vanilla
moist.
Ice cream is
on
it's
top.
All,
it's topped
it's on top of the little cake,
just like a warm cake, and you put that on top. with a caramel sauce. Very good.
I was wondering if there was going to be more of like the old, like we were looking up some of the traditional Irish foods and almost none of them are on here, save for the Irish champ, which is just a mashed potatoes.
To do that.
I'm not saying he does. I was curious if there was going to be one or two more because a lot of people criticize the Irish menu for the most part, their traditional ones. But we also got asked what you would throw down on your master's meal. Where do you think you would start?
Oh, baby.
I mean, I can already tell you most of what I would be doing is a complete Kansas City barbecue spread. So
yours is going to be different than mine.
Think of your heavy hitters. I would have the roasted Brussels sprout with candied bacon as one of my appetizer.
All right.
In like the cast iron skillet. We would definitely have a cheesy corn bake and we'd have some kind of layered potato bake. Then we would have your Kansas City sliced brisket and your Kobe beef burnt ends. So that'd be, and we'd have ribs as well.
You know, I'm trying to think what I would do. I may do Italian American Sunday dinner.
Okay.
Is what I may do.
Okay.
So I do a, you know, pasta with sauce and meatballs and sausage.
You'd have like traditional veal, pork, beef, meatballs.
Yeah. Maybe a chicken parm option.
Two entree options.
Maybe like a fried calamari or a smelt. You like a smelt?
Give me what smelt is.
Like just a little fish. And you fry them whole, pop them right in your mouth.
Whole fish.
Whole fish.
I'll do it. I don't know if I'll like it. I'll do it, though.
It's fried. It's delicious.
Yeah, how could it be bad?
No, it's good.
I mean, I've done the soft shell crab cake sandwich. Soft shell crab sandwich.
Maybe a cannoli. Cannoli at the end.
I think I'd do, with the Kansas City meal, I'd do hot apple pie with vanilla bean ice cream.
Well, you know how much I love the pie.
How would that be? How would anybody be upset with that?
You know I love that pie, man.
I don't know how that could go wrong.
Ooh, maybe some pizza, like a little flatbread?
You can have a
maybe
flatbread?
Maybe I'll do a Sicilian pizza.
Yeah, if you're doing an Italian-American deal, you should.
Sfincione. You ever have my sfincione?
No, I haven't had it's your delicious focaccia bread.
Oh, my God. It's like an orgasm in your mouth.
I haven't had your pizza.
It's wonderful.
No, you did bring pizza.
I did.
You did bring pizza a couple years ago when you were making a bunch of stuff.
The Mets say they've mastered something the teams have been trying to do for decades. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got hold up due to an accident that's on the right shoulder of eastbound 670 after 71. And watch out for another crash that's on southbound US 23 before Rathmel Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Follow the Buckeyes to the tournament. Adam and Nicole hit the road for all the action.
Sponsored by Logan Services. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Keep it locked on 10TV, 10TV Plus, and your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll look for dry, cloudy conditions overnight into Thursday morning across central Ohio. Overnight lows at freezing on Thursday into the middle 50s with a clipper racing through and about a 20% chance of a rain shower. On Friday, warmer in the middle 60s, 30% chance of a rain shower. And Friday is also the first day officially of spring. On Saturday, a lot of sunshine. Very nice day with highs nearing 70. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
The Mets have done something cool. We'll talk about that in just a second. But Mikey, are you excited for Buckeye basketball?
Well, tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow, baby.
Hopefully not just tomorrow, but let's do this one step at a time. Let me tell you, the Buckeyes, they're back in the postseason for the first time in 4 years. Tune into The Fan, 10TV, and 10TV Plus for coverage all week long as the Buckeyes begin their chase to the championship. Chasing the Championship is sponsored by Logan Services, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
So the game starts at 12:15 tomorrow, which means I doubt we're going to be on right at 3.
So soon after, though.
When the game ends and network post game ends with Beamer, then we will pop on, you know, 3:15, maybe 3:30. I don't know, but we will be here to break it all down, win, lose, or dead.
Another big thing happens tomorrow, and that is voting for the Final Four in Pizza Madness. Pizza Madness
closes tomorrow.
Final Four closes tomorrow.
So get in there now.
Get in there now. Get your votes in. You've got Pizza House going up against JT's. That's a 4 seed against a 1 seed in JT's. And then you have Adriatico's going up against Sexton's. Adriatico's a 3 seed and Sexton's a 1 seed.
All right. Pizzamadness.pizza is the website, not .com. Brought to you by our friends at Billiards Plus. The Mets have done something the team's been trying to do forever. They've even, you know, sold little devices to try and make it so you could sync up radio calls with the action that you're seeing, but it's been elusive for the most part. But on Tuesday, the Mets announced a partnership with Odyssey and Sportsbug to deliver the Mets radio broadcast to fans inside Citi Field with less than 1 second of delay, accessible through the MLB ballpark app beginning when the season starts. The service works on any mobile device with any wireless carrier, and it's not going to cost fans anything. So that's good. Look, I know that there are people who love to go to the game and still want to hear the radio call.
I love those people. It's so cool when you see that old dog at the park that is just dialed in to everything about his or her team. And it's not as much, and it's fine if it is. If you go to the ballpark and it's having some conversation with friends and family, make sure you're paying attention to where that ball is struck, because those are dangerous objects that are flying. That's why we have to have nets all over the place. But I love the guy that's got the radio headset on, that's listening to his home team broadcasters, that's keeping score. Those little things, they're just,
well, that was
romantic things about baseball.
You know, back in the day when the Cubs were, air quotes, screwed by Steve Bartman, I mean, I felt bad for the dude because he was there by himself, and he had headphones on. He was listening to the game.
That was the Halloween costume for years.
That's the super fan right there.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably would have chopped off his left nut for the Cubs to win that game.
Probably would have.
And instead, he was blamed for years until the Cubs won the World Series in 2016. Was it 2016 or 2017?
Moises Alou, right?
2016?
I think, yes, that sounds right. Sounds correct. Ask any Guards fan, will come rushing right to him.
That isn't made nearly a big deal if Moises Alou doesn't react like that.
He did. He really.
He's the one who drew attention to it. And I understand what he's trying to do. He's trying to get every single call necessary. What people forget is that, you know, Cubs still had the lead when that happened. They blew that game, then came back for a game 7, blew that too. Much like Buckner.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of crap going on before the ball went through Buckner's legs, And then the next day, they had an opportunity to win it anyway.
And they didn't.
Still didn't do it.
And they didn't. At least he got the vindication on the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
No, I know that, but that just goes back to...
They could laugh it off, but before you go on...
Losing like that is never one person's fault.
No, it's not. And we make people scapegoats, and when it's not even someone that's actually part of it, you had one little shred of an impact. I said what I said earlier this week about Jeffrey Mayer. Jeffrey Mayer is not the guy that stopped the Orioles.
He was a kid.
He's not the guy that stopped the Orioles from getting to a World Series for the first time since 1983.
The situation sucked.
Yes.
If they had replay, they would have reversed that call.
Sure.
Because clearly he put his arms out in the field of play and brought that ball back in.
Same with Bartman.
No, I don't think they would have. I really don't.
Was he in the field of play?
No, he was not in the field of play.
Okay,
Moises Alou went into the stands to make the catch.
Right, the issue was it's the home crowd, back up, you're wearing a Cubs jersey. He freaked out.
No, he wasn't in the field of play.
The thing that I was going to say, you probably watched that doc. ESPN did the 30 for 30 on that, like they have for many other stories like that. There was, and maybe he was trying to play it up, but there was this douche nugget that was maybe some finance guy in Chicago. He was in the frame. Like, he was... like one of the guys that was acting like an a-hole that was kind of making it worse. And they were breaking this down, 15 years later? They couldn't even get Bartman for the doc because
Bartman didn't want to talk about any of this.
And this guy still was just adamant about how he was doing the right thing. He could not have looked like a bigger
D-hole. He's a dill hole.
And it made me sad for humanity. Like, I can understand when you've had the beers, it's not good. Like, I don't partake in that, but when you have beers and you mix it with...
in the moment.
High energy situations we're cheering for our team and someone screws your team, you have that mob mentality. Again, I'm completely against it. I think that still makes you look like a fool. Do whatever you can to not be that guy. But to then, like... almost antagonize and like get the mob to go after this poor guy. And it wasn't that. He was proud about it 20 years later.
Right, right.
That was disgusting to me. Whoever that douche was, awful, miserable person.
All right, let's do some good, clean emails. Goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
He's a clean boy! Wash your own damn sheets!
We got one that's about Pizza Madness. My bracket busters.
Saturday night in Toledo, Ohio.
It says, oh, hey, Biden voice.
All right.
Have you noticed an increase in nasty poos since Pizza Madness began? Me too. Or it could be that barley wine style ales that's come out for a limited time. Dear God, I don't know what that one is, but...
No, my poo's the same.
When I sample the pizza that I've been having, I've not been trying to overeat because I'm trying a lot. So
this
my
is the
intake,
way
what I would usually
that I eat normally though. So
well, I'm trying to be better about that, but I could usually devour an entire medium pie or large pie all by myself since I'm trying to get out there and have more types of pizza, more places. I'm eating less, if that makes sense. I'm trying to do that. So we have one from Kaya. Kaya says, I'm a kid. Well, hello.
Hi, Kaya.
This is a safe space for you, and no one can get back at you on the Gmail, so that's good, unless it's you or me. I'm a kid, and I hate pizza, and everyone thinks that's weird. Do you think that's weird?
Yes.
We do. Yeah, we have.
I mean, look.
Kaya, we have to tell you the truth.
No, listen here. Listen. You be you. Weird makes the world go round.
Weird can be good.
So weird is good for you. I'm not saying force feed yourself pizza, but if you said to me, I don't like chocolate, I'd say, well, that's weird too. But you know what? You do you. Don't pretend to like something if you don't like it. Is there any other information there?
That was it.
That was it.
That was the info that we had.
Is it a he or she? Do we know?
Kaya. I'm going to say she. Kaya Beth, it says. Signed. Okay.
Kaya?
Then say, like, I like burgers a lot, or I like chicken wings a lot. It's just that I hate pizza.
Maybe you haven't had a really good pizza.
Not everybody likes everything.
Maybe I make you a little pizza.
And a lot of times...
maybe I should stop inviting children to my house to make pizza for them.
I would think, even when you're a kid, and you should stop doing that. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
But you are the...
Come on in.
You are the dad in charge.
Let me bend over the oven.
Was that M. Night Shyamalama movie that the kids went to the grandparents And there was a scene that always freaked me out where the grandma opens up the oven.
I forget the name of it.
Would you get into the back of the oven there? You got to get all the way in it to clean it. And then just slams her in the oven and turns it on. Ah! Trip to the grandparents' house. Freaks me out, man. Here was one saying, my guys.
This guy, this is not my kind of guy.
Well, speak of the devil, TV show clip. If you guys could have been a character on any sitcom, what show would you have been on? So I don't know if that means, I guess you have to be a character.
So I can't be myself.
I guess it's not explained. You could be you just infiltrating a show, or you, because I can't see myself like jumping into Costanza's role or Kramer's role. But if I were allowed to just play a part and pop in every now and then.
I want something that's not too difficult. I'd go back and be on Saved by the Bell.
Just to be a high school kid, just every now and then.
My job would be, I'd pop in every episode or so.
Okay.
And just French kiss Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Jeez. You just try to wreck things with Zach.
Yeah.
But she
can't resist me.
Would you be a leather jacket guy?
Sure.
White t-shirt, leather jacket guy?
She can't resist me. Man. She wants to stay with Zach, but then I pop in the picture.
Would you be Mikey?
Okay.
Oh, there's Mikey.
There's Mikey
ruining things for me.
Down Kelly Kapowski's throat again.
He's got it all figured out. You'd be rivals with Jeff.
I'm Screech's sexy cousin.
I think it'd be fun to be an extra on Family Matters.
Family Matters?
Yeah. What?
Here's our white friend, Timmy.
Yeah, sure.
Hi. Hi, Mrs. Winslow.
I'm the cool neighbor.
Uh-huh.
That's always
Urkel's the nerd.
I'm shaking my head at all the stuff that Steve does.
Uh-huh.
I could be the handyman. Comes around, then I kind of notice the things that Steve does, and I'm like, oh God, got to fix it again.
That guy.
Just fix the door.
That guy.
I got to go back to the hardware store.
We had a little bit of a situation today with one of the good, clean boys that works here at the radio station. We'll tell you about it in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute delay if you're on westbound 670 going from Grandview Avenue to I-70, and expect slower traffic on southbound 315 between 670 and West Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
One of these men is on an extremely high dose of antidepressants. The other one should be. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. All right, so our good clean boy who works here in the office, Tyler Danberg, he is the voice of Ohio State women's basketball.
TD.
Ohio State baseball. Also does sidelines for Ohio State football. He is a good clean boy. And he's always on the road, you know, doing basketball stuff, doing baseball stuff, and he's staying in hotels all the time, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I walk in here today, and he's in one of our studios, which in theory is soundproof.
Sure.
Okay.
Right? But we have long since figured out that even these 500-pound steel doors with a glass, like 4-inch thick glass in the middle, they are not soundproof because the walls are just thin drywall and it doesn't keep anything in. There's
but
no steel.
He's not a loud guy. He's not you. All right. But I just hear him screaming in there at the top of his lungs. He's on the phone talking to some hotel employee,
some customer service or concierge,
something, and they're not hearing him, and he's yelling his name
he's
and
spelling out his name.
His name, and you could tell that he's so frustrated.
It's D-A-N.
He's just screaming,
Danberg.
And I was chuckling on the other side because I heard what was going on, and it reminded me of the Joe Paterno interview fail. Oh, what was this guy's name in Tampa?
Steve Dumig,
who just passed away recently.
He passed away in the last 5 years. And I got to tell you, before you play this, when it comes to things that were not ever intended to go off the rails, like live sports radio, it's my all-time favorite clip in 20-plus years working in this industry.
This is your all-time favorite.
It's my all-time favorite clip.
All right, this is what Danberg reminded me of today.
We have the legend who a long time ago sat in my living room recruiting my brother, the head coach of the Penn State University.
Hey, you're going to have to speak up. There's a lot of people around here.
All right. Well, we welcome you in, Coach. And what I was saying is that you sat in my living room recruiting my brother a long time ago. So I've been a Penn State rooter for a long, long time, being from Philadelphia. Can you hear me, Coach?
I can't hear a word you're saying.
All right. Well,
hang on just a second. Okay. Hey, Jeff. See if
you
can get there. I can't.
Are you there?
I'm here. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Is there any way you can
speak up? I'm screaming into the microphone as it is now. I mean, and he's live on the air, so I mean, I'm yelling at the top of my lungs. So I don't know if the noise is too much there that he can't hear me or what. I don't know.
No, we're in a pretty quiet area.
Okay, well, I'll try it again. Yeah, let's absolutely.
Here we go.
Can you hear me, Martha?
Coach Paterno, I can hear you great, and I don't know if can you hear me.
Up?
I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, Coach. I can't talk any louder than this.
I tell you, I'm having trouble hearing you.
All right, well, why don't we hand? You know, what can I do? I can't. Can you hear me now? No, he can't hear me. I can't yell any louder. We'll just have to let this go. I'm sorry. We just can't do it.
There's so much I love about
we
that.
We just can't.
But
do
my
it.
My favorite part is the SID or whoever's there who comes on and says, "No, we're in a pretty quiet area.
No, it's
I
pretty
can
quiet
hear you perfectly.
Here.
I don't know.
Of course you can, because this guy's deaf. Of course you can hear me. And then when he says without screaming, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. And then he gives it that one last shot. Hey, can you hear me now? And he raises the voice. That is just gold.
He was so excited. He had all the interview questions written out, going to talk to him about his brother who was recruited by Joe Paterno. And then that was like the movie Taken. The reason I love Taken so much is because it really jumps right into the action.
Do you have
like
a particular set of skills?
10 minutes in, we're into it. There's no fluff. There's none of that crap. We're into it. That interview was the same way. He didn't get through the first question without Paterno jumping in saying, "I'm having trouble hearing."
This is a good Joe Pa.
Also,
I have to speak up
about Taken.
Right, I gotta watch that.
Like, you haven't seen it?
Of course, I've seen it 25 times. I mean, I need to watch it again.
I believe there are all things we should do as a society.
Do you contend?
All right, I contend.
You contend.
That we should be having dinner with our families more often. We should be sitting around the table. We should be discussing things. And sometimes those things are not pleasant. But I think, as a matter of fact, I know that it should be required viewing for every daughter who is going off to college
to watch
or going to study abroad.
Yeah.
All right, little Sally. We're going to sit down. We're going to show you a little documentary.
Little Susie Q.
About what can happen to you if you're reckless, okay? If you don't know who you're hanging out with, if you leave doors open.
Yes.
Okay?
Don't just wander up to some stranger and say, "I want you to draw me like one of your French gals."
We need to
don't
show you
do that.
What can happen. It's an educational film.
By the way, LJ, hit us up. It's a good, clean Wednesday. Shoot us one at goodcleanboy@gmail.com. He said, "You know, Timmy's Liam Neeson impression has gotten into people's head when it appears in my dream." I'm proud of that.
What's the one?
He said more like a nightmare.
It's a flesh wound. Thank you for the dinner. It was very delicious. You've gotten lazy. Lazy when you sit behind a desk and you don't know the weight of a loaded gun instead of an empty one. Shut up! I need you to help me find my daughter. Your wife will get better.
Let me tell you something about Liam Neeson. I use the AI program to replicate voices all day.
This is very strange.
Okay? All day.
Yeah, this is weird.
I've used everyone. I've used Arnold. I've used George W. Bush. I've used Trumpy. I've used them all. And I have no issues.
I understand this.
But I put Liam Neeson in there, and it will not let me use Liam Neeson. It asks for voice verification that I am Liam Neeson. And I can't fool this thing, obviously. But I haven't had this issue with anybody else but just Liam Neeson.
I don't understand. It must just be a hitch in the giddy up with that AI service. You know, what is that? Why?
If it's asking for the voice identification, just have Timmy do his impersonation.
During this, I've seen a lot of changing. I guess what I'm trying to say is, if I can change and you can change, everybody can change.
Now, that's Rocky IV. That's not Liam Neeson.
I've seen you. What does he say where he's like, before he gets to that part? Yeah. Yous didn't like me none too much, and I guess I didn't like yous none too much either.
But I've seen a lot of changes.
That's where he's there in the ring at the end after he beats Drago.
See, that's when you're a kid, you watch that.
It's great.
And you're like, yeah, why can't we solve all the world's problems? I mean, they hated him, but then they warmed up to him.
Kremlin is there watching him.
Even the big, tough KGB guy stands up. And
then he punts the other guy out of there because he's not respecting.
Right.
He's like what did he liken Rocky to? Remember what Drago said he was like?
It wasn't Rocky 2, it was Rocky 4.
Rocky 4. I said, do you remember what he likened Rocky to? He had an analogy when he was in the middle of that fight.
He's a piece of iron.
He's like a piece of iron.
Yeah.
Piece of iron.
Now, I mean, the warmth probably wore off from the Russians after the match. They executed Drago for not beating the American.
No, they didn't because maybe he already had the kid. Because they do the Drago storyline in one of the Creeds. Do you know what the storyline was, Teddy? Did you watch the...
No.
That's not it.
What's the better Creed? Probably the band. Has to be the band.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Teddy,
take me higher?
People say they love those movies, but yeah, I mean, come on. Creed the... Music
Look,
group.
Rocky, even Rocky the people Ford, that don't yeah. love Creed the band secretly love Creed
Rocky
the band.
Rocky IV is
it when no one's listening.
Tremendous movie. It's also terrible. From a cinematic point of view, like if we're studying cinema.
Makes it even better,
though. You're at USC Film School, that essentially is... That's an 86-minute montage. That's all it is.
It's like...
There's hardly any dialogue.
It's just a final walkthrough.
Right.
It's all that it is for boxing. Do you know what he says after the whole deal? And he's ready to take on Drago. All the emotion, almost splitting up with Adrian. He goes out to Russia alone without his companion to train. And then when it's all said and done, he climbs a mountain and he yells one thing. Do you know what he yells? He just yells, Drago!
But that was also the second montage of the movie. The first montage of the movie.
That was the third. That was the third
montage.
They had
the one where Creed died and Stallone got in the car. And he was driving at night. That was a montage. He had flashbacks.
I mean, how much, is it Survivor? Did Eye of the Tiger?
I don't know.
How much Survivor?
It's a great movie.
Hearts on Fire.
But it's an awful movie, too. Just saying it.
It's on fire.
We could have a new professional team coming to Columbus. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
If you're on westbound 270 on the north outer belt going from Westerville to Cleveland Avenue, expect a couple minute delay there. You can also expect a couple minute holdup on eastbound 33 from 270 to Bixby Road. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The Ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/vision0. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Catch all the buzzer beaters, upsets, bracket busters, and more at the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus. It's the greatest month of the year.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Want to start? The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
Timmy has more jiggling silicone in his Instagram feed than Sydney Sweeney riding a mechanical bull. This is Common Man and Timmy.
I got something for you.
Give it to me. I mean, just tell me the story.
All right. The Haslams would like to bring a NWSL facility and team to Columbus. NWSL is women's professional soccer. The proposed facility could replace the city's McCoy Park off Stimmel and Harmon on the southwest side with soccer fields and locker rooms for a potential National Women's Soccer League team. I assume they want monies for this?
McCoy Park. What is that? Oh, it's by Berliner. You know where that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's very close to where we sit right here.
Mm. 600 Stimmel Road.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's out there by the Stockyards. No, we don't. Do we have Stockyards? I mean, everybody's got Stockyards.
I enjoy. Everybody's got Stockyards. I want that on a t-shirt. Everybody's got Stockyards. Timmy Hall.
Every city's got the Stockyards.
At one point, they
what
did.
What about the docks?
No, we don't have any docks.
You got to have the docks if you're a big town.
We got river. At one point, there's got to be some sort of docks.
There's got to be a dock
somewhere.
There
used to be a strip club on 161 called Dockside Dolls.
We got the dock right down here by lower.com. Well, what's it called now? Why the hell do I not remember the name of the new sponsor? Scott's Miracle Field,
whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the one restaurant right there. It's got the big patio. There's docks. We got rivers. We got bodies of water.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Please. It's just nothing but stupid.
Why can't the women's soccer team come here and play in that place? Why do they need a separate stadium? It doesn't seem to make economic sense. Yeah, it's just what I'm saying.
Well, I think you're probably put a lot of research into this, into what the capacities are going to be. When I was in Kansas City, I did notice, I didn't even know what the stadium was when I was driving by, but it popped. It looked really nice. And I was wondering if there was something I didn't know about as far as sporting Kansas City and if they had moved to the other side of town. But it was the women's soccer stadium and it looked really cool. So I don't know if it's a copycat type of thing. It's been done in other markets that way. I believe the one in Kansas City was the first like official women's only soccer stadium that was erected in the U.S.
Well, I'd be all for it. I think it's fun. I like watching women's soccer.
If the finances make sense and if it's a good product, then the people will come. If it's a nice stadium and it's got the right amount of seats in it, I think, and this is what's great about Scott's, the new stadium, and I don't know how different what do they maybe take 5,000 seats away from the original Crew Stadium, historic Crew Stadium?
Yeah, I think something
like that. Took about 5,000 out. They made it more intimate. You're seeing someone like Northwestern football choose to do this where they're building new, but they're taking seats out. They're making the experience better. They're making the comfort, everything else about it better. But they're thinking about, what are we? Are we going to sell 50,000 tickets to our Big Ten football games? Probably not. So let's go for 35,000 to 38,000 or so and make it really, really nice.
Speaking of the ladies, I saw the WNBA and their players union. They've agreed to a new CBA, which is good. All right, because the last thing you want to do is kill the momentum that you have. You've got positive momentum. The ratings have never been better for the WNBA. They continue to make strides. The worst thing that could possibly happen is if you disappear for a little while and people forget about you. So I hope it was a good deal. I don't know. I am not a lawyer. So I can't tell you. Did you like my Star Jones impersonation?
No, I wouldn't have got.
I'm a lawyer.
All right, I heard it a little bit that time.
It's actually Tracy Morgan doing Star Jones from SNL.
Right, which is with Harry Carey, it's everybody's Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey.
That's right.
That's what that one is.
But I don't know if it's a good deal or not. I'm just, you know, from a game standpoint, I'm glad they seem to agree to something.
Me too, and you're making me sad, though, because I would have liked to think that we could have had a franchise.
Why can't we?
Well, we had a shot here just recently, and they just sent one up to Cleveland.
Well, that's
so,
okay. It's all right.
No, it is all right, but I wanted that one. What do we have to keep waiting for? The only concern I have is that we can't build roads that can handle all of this growth that Columbus has. We got the tiniest roads
in
and out of our city.
The same roads for 20 years.
We can't finish an overpass. It takes us 3 years to do a 3-lane overpass. Just pour some new concrete and build a bridge.
And look at
it's
us.
It's the bridge. It's already there.
Just
it's not even building
here,
a new one.
Complaining about roads.
Oh, you know what? It gets annoying. You just like to have a 10-minute commute home and enjoy yourself.
We got emails?
Yeah.
Email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
You know right now?
Yeah, come on.
That one about burgers. You want to talk some burgers?
Yeah.
Wes chimes in. This is my guys.
Would you like to touch my monkey?
Says, greetings. I know the talk has been all about pizza lately, but I don't think we should neglect, neither do we, recognizing a kick-ass burger when the opportunity presents itself.
Matter
of fact. Good for you, Wes, because we've been cooking up a little thing.
And yes, when pizza's
when we're
over,
done with pizza.
It's not going to be a tournament, but we are going to celebrate some burgers, so stay tuned
burgers.
For that.
Who doesn't love a good burger? If you don't ask me if I had to punt one for the rest of my life.
I'm going to ask you now.
I don't want to answer that.
You can
that
only
question.
Have one, Highlander. Pizza or burger for the rest of your life?
It's a lot more difficult than the burgers versus steak.
Come on now. Teddy, pizza or burger, rest of your life?
That's too tough.
I don't care. You got to do it.
I have no idea. Timmy, what are you leaning on this? I can't do without either. I'd just probably kill myself. How about that?
I kill myself
burgers,
too.
Burgers and pizza
you
live.
You can't. Burger. That's stupid.
Burger.
You can't do that. Burger's your choice?
Burger.
Pizza gone.
Pizza. Bye-bye pizza.
I don't even know who you are. I ridiculous.
I guess I'm a guy that loves a good burger.
Ridiculous.
So he says the Good Clean Kitchen staff at the Pearl Short North is back with another banging burger. This one's made for dipping, just like the Seaman likes it. Shout out to Chef Tim.
What is it, like an au jus?
For creating the clam chowder burger.
Oh, clam chowder burger.
Clam chowder burger.
Dipping in clam chowder?
Dip it in like a little stainless steel cup of it right there.
What's on the burger? What does it say?
Well, I'm going to have to just, that's where the email ends. Okay,
well, that
so,
sucks.
No. Okay, so two patties smashed to perfection with bacon, placed on top of a toasted bun with roasted carrot aioli, followed by a corn bechamel and fried clams, finished with chorizo powder. Don't forget to dip in our house-made clam chowder for the ultimate experience. See you soon.
That is very interesting sounding.
Definitely,
is that just the one in the Short North, or do they have that at the Dublin location as well?
I don't want to speak it, and it might. It said it was a Wednesday feature.
Today's Wednesday.
So it could just be
maybe Mikey go get burger tonight.
Maybe dinner time.
Just saying. All right, coming up next. Hey, you know what? Unprompted. One of our favorite burger restaurants is hopping on a trend. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute holdup due to a crash that's in the left lane on eastbound US 33 at 270, causing some stop-and-go traffic from Refugee Road. And we've got a 5-minute holdup on eastbound 70 on the east side from Hamilton Road to Bryce Road. This report is sponsored by BHM CPA Group. Tax season made simple. Thousands trust BHM CPA Group for accurate, affordable, IRS-compliant 1040 filing. File today and maximize your return at bhmcpagroup.com. Because BHM CPA Group simplifies the complex. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. In the NCAA tournament, first four action will continue tonight as Prairie View, A&M, and Lehigh battle for the final 16 seed at 6:40. Then Miami of Ohio and SMU tip off at 9:15 for the 11th seed. In other tournament news, Louisville star freshman Mykel Brown Jr. is out for the Cardinals' first-round game against South Florida because of a back injury. And for Duke, they will open the NCAA tournament without big man Patrick Gamba. Duke coach John Shire confirmed that he was very unlikely to see action in the tournament opener against Siena and suggested the 6'11 sophomore could miss the weekend. The Blue Devil news could impact the Buckeyes' possible second-round matchup if they are able to get past TCU tomorrow at 12:15. This update was sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats has a great deal waiting for you at Scramblers. From now through March 31st, get a buy one, get one free deal on the Manhandler Skillet on the app. Terms apply.
11 and a half. That's not the Buckeye football over-under win total. That's the amount of times Common Man wipes his crack. I'll take the over.
Ugh, what's that smell?
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Buckeye basketball in action tomorrow against TCU. 12:15 is the tip. Of course, catch all the action right here on The Fan. And when the network coverage is over, hopefully 3-ish, we'll be on the air to break it all down. I did see that Jeff Ament, who is the Pearl Jam bassist, has released his bracket.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, he's a big college basketball fan.
He enjoys it. Founding member of Pearl Jam, my guy, has OSU beating TCU in the first round. So if he says it, it's as good as gold.
Never got a little bracket for you.
He does have them losing to Duke, though.
See it all.
In the second round.
Under the Sweet 16.
He has Arizona winning the whole thing, in case you're wondering.
Big Miles Simon fan, I bet.
What does the bassist from Pearl Jam have to say about any of this? Buckeyes win tomorrow.
Is the former Prez...
Have I got a little story for you?
Is the former Prez still doing the bracket? How that was a big thing,
Obama?
Right? Andy
yeah,
Katz,
I think he still does.
Does he still put that up publicly?
I think on Instagram he does
he's got a
bracket.
Okay, I'm just curious about that. I saw our gal who was just on with us earlier today, Nicole Sheeran, for Leather Jacket Time. She's got a little video of the open practice session. I've been to these before when I've covered the tournament in past years, and it's neat how they do that, where it's just open, and you can go and watch all the teams kind of come in there, and it's more like a final walkthrough, if you will, it's a shoot around more so than a practice. Although it's interesting to watch because some teams will ramp it up a little more than others. Some are more easygoing and just kind of shooting the rock. Some kind of run hard. I remember seeing a Coach K Duke practice once that looked like a real Duke basketball practice.
Yeah.
Speaks to what the culture and the mentality is, right? But very, very good and clean is Bruce Thornton. And there's not that many people sitting around the first couple rows here. It's funny, though, because these teenage boys, what do you think their hairstyles look like?
Bruce? Or your son?
No, the teenage boys, they all have, Jack's hairstyle.
Okay.
It's all like the puffed up. But Bruce comes up, gives them all high fives, takes photos, signs the autographs. So that's very cool that he's taken the time to do that. I like that out of Bruce.
We'll talk about burgers, but first, Steelers legend Rod Woodson was talking about if the Steelers should wait on Aaron Rodgers. He was talking to Rich Eisen, and here's some comments from Rod Woodson. But instead of hearing from Rod, that's boring.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, here is fake Jerry Seinfeld.
Is he going to play? Listen, I'm kind of tired of it. If he's going to play, say he's going to play, he's going to come back. And the team shouldn't wait for Aaron Rodgers. They need to move forward. What's the deal with these ex-Green Bay Packer quarterbacks that they have to be talked about all the time? Because Brett Favre was that way for 4 years. It's like Bizarro World. I tell you what they should have done. They should have taken Jackson Dart. But they didn't like him because they thought he was a fancy boy. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And what's the deal with the shape-shifting lizard people? I mean, do they really need to look like humans for us to obey? They're lizards, for God's sake. If a walking, talking lizard told me listen to them, I'm all in. No resistance.
There you go. Thank you. Fake Jerry Seinfeld.
It's a pretty good Jerry. What is the deal? What do you go to a dark retreat for? You can retreat into your basement.
Let's talk about burgers.
Okay, so burger time. Now, it has been far too long for me since I've gone to this spot, because every time it keeps coming up in pop culture, all we do is ooh and ah, and the bad kind, not the good kind, about the pricing. But it doesn't change the fact that they're still rock solid and one of the best at what they do from a quality standpoint. But I'm seeing here that Five Guys, burgers and fries.
I was there just about a week ago.
And it was delicious.
It was fantastic. Now, I paid for it, but you know what? I talked about the experience.
Literally or literally and figuratively that you paid for it?
Well, no, I mean, I'm sure it cut at least a year off my life, but...
And you know what?
So I was talking about the wallet, and, you know, I think some things in life are just too expensive. I paid $19 for just me. And
which I still,
it's excessive. However,
I find hard to believe that that's what it has to be priced.
It's delicious. It was a wonderful experience. They were very friendly. It was very clean in there. You got the peanuts that you can eat. I enjoyed it very much.
And you're tipping, right? Even though you have to walk up to the counter?
You have to tip a little bit. Yeah. I feel bad not to. I know some people are very, like, you know, confrontational. Why should I tip? I was talking to somebody who works here who shall remain nameless. But he's one of these guys where if he orders a quarter pounder at McDonald's, you know, they usually ask you, can you pull in to spot number one, or could you pull up a little bit? We're making that fresh for you, sir. And
every normal person says,
okay, you know, but
well, you have to.
No, you don't have to, because he's one of these guys that says, no, I'm good right here. So,
okay.
So he's probably the guy who, you know, gets in your face at the Five Guys when you have the thing on the screen for a tip. Why should I tip you?
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
Just, it can be a quiet
decline. It is frustrating, yet I still do it.
I tip, but it's not the same percentage that you're tipping a full service.
No.
Meal where there's a waiter, you know, serving you and bringing you drinks, telling you about the menu, all that stuff. But anyway, the price gets even higher at that point. But the trend is the extra value meals, right? The combo meals. And those are all being brought back. And McDonald's has brought a lot of them back and tried to price them at $8, right? The Big Mac extra value meal came in at $8, right?
They have one that rotates.
One rotates at $8.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be a little bit more. So they have the classic combo. And what that is the little burger, the little fry, and a drink. And that's still $13.99.
So it's $14.
It's $14.
And it's the small burger.
It's the small.
Which does not hack it for me. I need the big burger.
Joe Hackett?
Yeah. No one got that reference, but I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Brian Hackett.
Joe and Brian.
Mm-hmm.
What was the airport?
Tom Nevers Field.
Now some people from the 90s got it. So I think the little fry is okay. For one, I can be filled with that meal. I think
that's because you go to the BB Bop and you order the small bowl like a woman.
Well, the small
bowl.
Actually,
you know what? I take that back. My wife and daughter don't order the small bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do they finish the whole thing, or do they have to have the rest for lunch the next day?
No, they finish the whole thing.
Really?
My daughter's like a goldfish. She would eat until she dies.
I will tell you, the original Bibibop bowl, if you're putting everything in it, I'm getting at least 6 ingredients, maybe more.
Well, you overdo it with the
ingredients. I don't overdo it. I want stuff.
Too much stuff.
That's why I can get the smaller bowl, because I'm getting a lot of ingredients, and it's a good value when I do it that way. The little burger is still tasty, and it's still, to me, a good beefy burger. I think it tells me it's only a 3.5-ouncer, but you're getting a lot of top. Again, that's a place where I like to load the toppings on the burger.
I don't. First of all, it's not a good burger if you have to load on toppings.
I like lettuce, tomato, pickle, onion. That's what I like on it there.
Okay. That's not loading
on
toppings.
But that's 4 toppings. That's more than what the typical 2 that I would put on a burger at home. I'm not counting the cheese slice. I'm just counting the veggies that I throw on there.
Teddy, you like a Five Guys? You go there?
I've been there, you know, a couple times.
There's
not one like near me, but I've been there and it's very enjoyable, but it's, yeah, very expensive.
I'll say this though, because my wife, we're a split household. Whenever we want a burger, that's not like a McDonald's burger. Let's take a step up. Okay.
Yeah.
She's always going for Culver's, which I appreciate.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I appreciate.
I'm team Culver's.
Or Shake Shack. Like Shake Shack's her favorite burger. But again, with Shake Shack, you're paying out the wazoo.
Yeah.
Okay. We had it this past weekend. She goes, I want Shake Shack. So we went to Shake Shack. And I'm halfway through my Shake Shack. It was good. It was fine. I enjoyed it.
I'd rather do Five Guys over Shake Shack.
I said, this has got nothing on Five Guys. But I was overruled by both of the women. Both of the women enjoy the Shake Shack more than the Five Guys.
What is it about just the presentation? And I heard, I haven't been there since they did this, but they've switched up the cups of fries to the paper bag, which I think is a nice move. We always talk glowingly about the paper bag for the vessel for the French fries.
Love getting the little pouch.
No, they've had cups. They've had cups.
There's still a cup in there.
No. I mean, it's a paper sack that the fries are in now. No cardboard cup is what I was hearing.
I got a cardboard cup in there the last time I was there.
That's what Evil Bald Colin told me.
He doesn't know what's going
on. Maybe he didn't know what he's talking about.
Bald.
I like how they've always wrapped it in foil, the burger.
Me too.
Nice move.
Steams it nicely in there. I like that a lot. I want to commend a Big Ten quarterback coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on that north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue. And there's a couple-minute holdup on westbound 670 going from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
T-Bone and Tybus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus.
I don't want to hear anything about high school recruiting anymore.
No, I don't either.
Shut the F up about that. I don't give two bleeps about boom! Oh, stop with the booms.
Mornings on The Fan.
Hello,
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now we got a couple of small clippers in the forecast. One comes through on Thursday with about a 20% chance of a rain shower. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, highs in the middle 50s across central Ohio. On Friday, another clipper with about a 30% chance of rain showers and warmer on Friday with middle 60s. And Friday's also the first day of spring. Saturday, very nice, a lot of sunshine and nearing 70. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Booing is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always...
ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up at 5:30. Jackets with a big victory last night. We'll talk about that. The Pizza Madness Final Four. The voting is still active, but it will close tomorrow. Pizza House against JT's. Adriatico's against Sexton's. And then on Friday, we announce the championship matchup. And, of course, voting for that will go all weekend and into next week.
But cannot wait.
We will be tasting all four pizzas tomorrow. You know, research purposes, but...
Also basketball purposes.
Basketball!
Basketball! It's going to be fun if we win. If we win.
And it's going to be miserable if they lose.
That's the thing about having the first game of the day where you will get some alone time with the country. So everyone's going to have their eyes on this one game, CBS treatment. Imagine how amazing the two greatest days in sports will be if you win right out of the gates. How rough it will be if the other thing happens. But I've got high hopes. I've got positivity about this. And I also saw bulletin board material now.
What?
David Punch, who we just... talked about with Nicole.
Yeah, good player.
I guess he was just doing some media before or after practice today. He said, this is a quote, "I think at the end of the day, we win this 9 times out of 10 because of how physically gifted we are as a team and athletically gifted. I can't wait to see how we play."
Okay.
I love that. I'm getting that. I'm giving that to the guys.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
You're physically gifted. Okay.
12:15 is the tip tomorrow right here on The Fan. When the game is over and the network post game is over, we will be here to hopefully break down a victory. I want to give kudos to a Big Ten quarterback, Oregon quarterback Dante Moore. So earlier this week, it was revealed that he wrote a letter to the governor of Oregon saying that... we need to pay more attention to mental health issues in this state and funding for such things. And he talked about his own personal story, which, you know, it's not easy to do. It's not easy to be vulnerable because that just, you know, sets you up for judgment. And there are people who are judging him for this.
Yeah.
There are people saying that he is mentally weak and shouldn't be a starting quarterback in the Big Ten.
You remember what that piece of junk Skip Bayless did?
Absolutely.
When Dak Prescott spoke
Absolutely.
Up? Disgusting.
He said, "Early in my college career, I found myself struggling deeply. I was depressed. The pressure and expectations that come with playing quarterback at a high level felt overwhelming at 18. Around the same time, my mother was diagnosed with cancer. Watching her endure chemotherapy while I tried to stay focused on school and football challenged me mentally and emotionally. It was heavy in ways that are difficult to put into words." He said, "In my life, what made the difference was support. Support from my friends, love from my family, and access to the resources I needed to get better. As a young black man and athlete, reaching out for help can often feel like climbing an uphill battle. It required vulnerability and trust, and I was fortunate to get the care I needed. I recently challenged my teammates to lead beyond the field and use our platform to support people who feel voiceless. Leadership is not just about what we do on Saturdays. It's about who we stand up for every day. As a quarterback, I'm expected to lead, stay composed, carry responsibility for my team. Learning how to care for my own mental health made me a better leader, teammate, and student. I know what it feels like to struggle in silence. I also know what it feels like to be supported and to come back stronger. That support saved me." Just wonderfully written. I have no smart-ass comments to add.
No, there's, like they say, no notes on that one.
You know, it's tough. It's tough because you feel like you're judged. And he didn't have to say a damn word. He didn't have to say it. You know, he got the support. He dealt with it. He could have kept quiet. Didn't have to put himself out there. But instead, he did because he felt it was important. You know, and I commend Dante Moore for that. And I'm going to be rooting for him. Not necessarily to beat my team, but, you know, all other times. Yay, yeah. Dante Moore.
Yeah, I don't know what the what the setup is in the state of Oregon, or if I think it seems like he's speaking to the help that he was able to get.
Yeah, and he wants to make sure others are able to access that.
Possibly through the student health system at the University of Oregon. I mean, for those of us that went to college, I think we can remember, like, whether that's your mom and dad's insurance that you're still on, but there are campus services that are more accessible. If you need to go have a doctor visit or something, you can take a walk to it, and maybe it's all been there for him, and he's just sort of praising what they have and wants to make sure that it's like that for everybody in his state. And that's awesome. That's awesome to hear, because we probably don't spend enough time on that, because a lot of people can just get really nasty. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think we go back to, look, our poor kicker had some struggles, right? On the field. And that's it. You know, being perfectly clear, he had some struggles putting the ball through the uprights on the field. And I do have compassion for someone that has to open up their mentions or open up their email inbox and see nothing but hate because of something like that. That sucks. And
also, let's
maybe you point the finger at us for, like,
let's not do
for just discussing it in a football sense. And I do feel bad about things like that.
And this is
why it's not about that.
This is why the mental health services are so important, because they also help you recognize triggers. And I think a lot of us that struggle with mental health have to understand where we can go and where we can't go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And opening up social media and reading mentions, it's not the place to go.
Right.
It's not the place to find validation.
And depending on what you do, right? Depending on what you do, I think you said it, there are places where, and it can be hard not to go to those places.
I understand.
There are urges, but right?
There are all around. Tools. Yes, there's urges, Timmy.
Oh, there's urges.
Oh, there's urges. Tom, thank you. Jeff Goldblum cuts
that's very, very nice of Dante Moore.
And now we're back. Tom Brady says it's unlikely he'll play flag football at the 2028 Olympics. I didn't realize he was.
Oh, because, you know, he'll be 72 years old.
Toying with the idea of playing at the Olympics, but.
How thin is
he? He said never say never.
How thin is his face going to be by then? Is it just going to be gone? He's got no.
No, it's all sucked in.
Sucked in? What is he doing? Has he, like.
What is he doing?
Has he had surgery on his face?
He probably eats 500 calories a day. And yes, I'm sure he's had something done on his face.
Yeah,
he's had the hairline all fixed.
He's like a fake Brady at this point. He's a robo Brady.
We're all fake, though, I guess.
Not that fake. Not that fake. Most of us don't have the money to be that fake.
That's fair enough.
I mean, I wonder. I mean, I watch these dating shows now. The injections and the fillers that are on these shows that I'm watching, my God, it must cost these people thousands a month to maintain the looks.
You know what, though? It's never been more affordable. We're always complaining about the price of the Five Guys burger. I'm told by people, you get an injection in your face, it's almost like just, you know, going out to the mall.
No.
Yeah, it's no big deal. You go to the food court, you get a shot in your face.
Going to the sunglasses hut?
Yes, like, absolutely.
And get a lip injection?
I love these places, too, that, you know, are all about health and wellness. It's like, oh, the Hydrate Spa. Come on in. Get in touch with nature. We'll also inject some poison into your face so your lips look plump. That seems to go on the other side of health and wellness, but whatever. Who am I to judge? I have breasts. What are we doing here?
Would you ever consider a reduction?
I'm trying to lose some weight. That's the reduction.
But then
they do have that for men, though.
Once you reduce your size, maybe you'll just have excess skin.
That's right.
There's bosom skin.
There's jiggling.
You'll just have some sagging skin up there.
Let's get to that point, though, first, shall we?
Yeah, let's lose it. By the way, I've noticed the hair.
I'm growing it out. Do you like it?
Looking like Stalin.
You like it?
I've always told you to just let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Man. You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to be like you're in Creed or in Def Leppard or something like that.
Def Leppard. Why do you say it like you're 90?
Those modern bands. Creed and the Def Leppard.
Yeah, modern bands. Yeah. The classic rock
the
bands.
The one-armed drummer. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a couple-minute delay if you're on southbound 315 going from 670 to West Broad Street. And if you're on eastbound 70 on the east side going from Hamilton Road to 270, we also have a couple-minute delay there. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
We are efforting Jeff Rimmer, which I don't know whether to be angry with him or concerned because maybe he's dead. One day he will be. Well, we all will be. But
let's not think that way, right, though. Let's not think that way. The Jackets are hot right now.
I understand.
Unbelievable performance against the Carolina Hurricanes, the best team in the conference last night. 5-1. Matty Olivier.
I'm not even
and
Delorier say
a with a little center ice fight.
I'm going to let you tap dance until he comes on the air.
Well, that's what we're doing right here.
No, I want you to do it yourself. Teddy.
Don't make me tap dance by myself.
Is it ringing or is it going straight to voicemail?
It's going straight to voicemail.
Straight to VMO. Oh, boy.
I'm scared now.
That is scary because he's...
Here we are yelling at him. Someone's pounding on his chest.
You're going to make it, man.
Don't do it, Jeff.
No.
Don't go.
Come back to us, Jeff.
Come back to the light. No, I'm actually sending... I'm sending the David Punch clip to Ohio State Hoops on social media. I just want to make sure.
Punch? The quote.
The TCU jackass. Yeah, I want to make sure that they all see it. You mean something like that? I don't know. Something like that this time when you are.
You think that matters, though? It's the NCAA tournament. Do you need extra motivation?
I think it could help. I do. Because I think you have a lot of different emotions. Right? Because we talked to Nicole. I think they're all kind of happy-go-lucky right now. And I don't want to take anything away from that because it's been a big accomplishment how they got hot down the stretch of the season. I think they've proven that they can have some fun off the court and then lock back in and get the job done. But they might be so wrapped up in, oh, we're here, the experience, you know, we're dapping up with the fans. Not that you shouldn't do that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But something like this, you get this guy basically saying, yeah, we're tougher than you. Giving you the Herb Brooks, you know, instead of the Oppo Taco Herb Brooks, 9 times out of 10, we beat you. I love how he's saving himself. Well, I said 9 times out of 10, so when they lose
when
they lose the game tomorrow, that was the one.
Buckeyes and TCU tomorrow, 12:15. We'll be here right after the game is over. Tonight in Dayton, we have the Miami Redhawks and SMU. That's the late game. I think it gets underway after 9 o'clock. But I saw that Charles Barkley is a big Miami fan. Here's what he said.
He's also a big Arizona fan. He's called this the Arizona Kicks Everyone's Ass Invitational.
He says this is the Arizona Ass Kicking Invitational.
Yeah.
And we're accepting all challengers. He said, listen, Michigan has a great team. I love Coach May. I think LJ injury might hurt him a little bit, but I think the injuries are going to hurt Duke. Now, you could have gone back and forth between UConn and Florida, who's at number one seed. But he said, I'm going to make one thing perfectly clear.
What?
Miami, Ohio got screwed, too. They should be a higher seed. They went 31-0, and I know my man Bruce Pearl, who I love, disagrees with me. I'm not a big proponent of strength of schedule. It's not their fault. Everyone in their conference sucks. They only played the schedule they were dealt. They should be in the main draw. And I don't usually root for teams other than Auburn, to be honest with you, but I'm rooting for Miami, Ohio to advance in this tournament.
Honestly, the basketball purist in me is on Charles' side here. I think if you accomplish what they accomplished, you don't have to show me what the data and what the numbers are. I can see them. I can read them for myself. I think you can go outside the box when you're 31-0 in the regular season.
All right, good news. It seems that Jeff Rimmer is alive. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
Hello, gentlemen. I don't know what happened. I've been sitting here waiting patiently for Ted to call, and for some reason, I don't know, it went right to voicemail, but I'm sitting right here.
All right.
And excited to join you today.
Well, let's talk about the game last night, because the number one team in the Metro comes in here, and the Blue Jackets sort of gave them a dose of their own medicine. They played very tough, physical, skilled hockey. Give me your thoughts on last night.
Boy, I don't know where to start. I'll start in goal with Jet Greaves. And this is just a hunch that I have. And that is the fact that Greaves got back-to-back starts. He's 10-0-2 in his last 12. I wonder if he is emerging as the number one goaltender. Not that Elvis has been real bad, because his numbers have improved since the new coach came on board. And I think that Greaves last night was outstanding. He was calm. He was under control. And he's got one of the best glove hands in the National Hockey League. I thought, team-wise, it was the best all-round effort all season long by the hockey club. And I think it started very early. They got the double minor for high sticking, scored on the first power play, and they pretty well took control of the game from that point. Of course, there was the heavyweight battle, and I thought that certainly it was one for the ages. And actually, Jody Shelley called me after the pregame warm-up and said that the boys had a little discussion before, and he expected that perhaps we'd see another one. I said, hey, earlier on this season, they had already had a battle when still with Philadelphia. And I thought Olivier obliged, and that was quite a battle. I thought that Coyle played his best game of the season, and you guys can jump in at any time.
Now, Jeff Rimmer is with us.
Thanks, Rims.
It's a good breakdown, Rims.
It's your show.
I was at the game last night with my son, Jeff, so we had a hell of a time to see them beat the best team in the conference 5-1. It was a massive game going in. Every single game going forward is going to be a massive game. I don't even know where to go next with how they played. You mentioned Charlie Coyle. He had a four-point night, but is there somebody else we haven't really talked about in the last couple of weeks that you think is a bright spot for this team? Because Jet Greaves coming into the forefront, that's been a thing. Coyle, Marchment, they've been good. Is there someone else that needs more credit and publicity for this team?
Yes. Matejchuk.
Matejchuk.
Young defenseman. It's the most difficult position for a young player to break in the National Hockey League, and he has been simply outstanding here. And think in terms of the four games that Werenski missed. Matejchuk stepped up, took an additional role, and I think that he's done just tremendously well for this hockey team. It was great having Gudbranson back in the lineup last night. Not only is he providing the team with strong defensive play in front of the goaltender, but as well, he provides leadership. And as I said, I really think this team, the way it's constituted here right now and coached by Rick Bowness, has a chance to really do something special in these upcoming Stanley Cup playoffs. There is not a clear front runner for me in the Eastern Conference. The way the Jackets are playing right now, I think that, number one, they're going to be a playoff team, and I think that they could do some damage come this spring.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the airport. You want to talk about your friends, Rims?
Always willing to talk about the good folks at Buyers Imports by the airport right there on Hamilton Road, and it's close to anywhere you are in the greater Columbus area in central Ohio. Right now, they've got great deals going on Volkswagens, 0% financing, 60 months. But let's not stop there. They've got a great selection of brand new and pre-owned Subarus, Porsches, Audis, whatever your needs are. The weather is going to get better as well. That'll be another prediction I will make. And now's the time to think in terms of that new automobile you're looking for, because you're going to want to drive off the lot in a beautiful, sunny Central Ohio afternoon in a new automobile from Byers Imports by the airport, and tell them Rimmer sent you.
I like how that's, you know, put yourself on that limb. It's like, oh, spring will come. Thank you, Rims. It's not going to be endless winter. I got it. Hey, we're talking about the fight. You brought up the fight that we had last night. And, you know, I said I still think there's room for that in the game, because there's nuance to fighting. And I don't think that it can be replaced. I think that the guys police themselves, what I'm trying to say. That situation last night, you said Olivier obliged. He didn't have to. There's nuance. There's layers to that. Do you still think in 2026 we should have moments like that? Or has the game sort of passed that by?
No. I think that there still is an element of that. Look at Olivier, all right? Look at Olivier. When he was acquired from Nashville, he was acquired to provide some toughness for the team. How many times did we see where the Blue Jackets bench in the past was challenged? That hasn't happened since Olivier came. But you know what? Olivier became an all-round hockey player. And as for the straight guy that's going to go out there and fight, I understand they're few and far between. Maybe Reeves out there in San Jose might be the only one that plays that role and can offer nothing else. But Olivier and so many other players that provide that element around the NHL are needed. And the players need to police themselves. Just look at the situation last week with Austin Matthews. He took a knee-on-knee hit from Gudas and a 5-game suspension. People around the National Hockey League, starting with the greatest player of them all, Connor Bedard, are up in arms. That's why you need the Oliviers of the world to police the opposition. And I guarantee you, if Olivier would have been involved in that game for Toronto, and let me tell you, Craig Berube has not let up in his criticism of his team, nor has Brad Treleaven, the general manager. That was unacceptable by the Toronto Maple Leafs, not coming to the defense of their captain, Austin Matthews, and that is why this element in the game is still needed.
To your point, we have seen that in the past. I've talked to you about it, where I said, I can't believe they didn't go after so-and-so. We saw it the other night. Severson, right. Severson takes a shot, an unnecessary shot, and Fantilli was the first guy in there. You know, it wasn't exactly the Olivier type of fight, but that's what that breeds on the hockey club.
Yep. 100%, and that's what we need in the game, and especially now with the Stanley Cup playoffs coming up. Do you think the opposition and the Jackets, as I said, are going to be in the playoffs? And I predict they're going to go and they're going to surprise some people here. They're going to do some damage. Do you think anybody is going to take any liberties with a young team like the Blue Jackets? Yeah, they've got their veterans, but do you think anybody's going to take any liberties knowing that Olivier is either on the bench or on the ice? It ain't going to happen. And the Jackets will be prepared to go toe-to-toe with anybody. Not only Olivier, but the team will support one another.
Because you were napping, we're out of time. We don't have time for name dropping. But thank you, Rims.
Anytime, and I'm disappointed. And here I thought it was Timmy running at the mouth that kept me off.
No, we were on time.
Jeff, it's your segment, all right?
All right, well, I'd just like you to get to me early, and I sat here and waited. The phone never rang.
Go plug in your Nokia. We'll talk to you next week. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up, Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is moving slow and causing a 5-minute holdup if you're on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt from 161 to Cleveland Avenue. We also have a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 from 315 to I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Jackets are back at Nationwide for a battle with the Rangers. Live fan coverage starts Thursday night at 6:30.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer, Brandon Beam. How are you, Beamer?
Oh, man, Timmy. Happy Wednesday.
We were just having, I don't even know if it's an argument because we might be on the same
page. It's a discussion.
But the dumbest discussion, because it comes from that show that you'll hear Justin Zwick maybe make a mention of this. He got sucked in by that garbage, that trash that is Neighbors, the documentary series.
I've never heard of it.
It's like with your parking space incident with the snow. It's something like that happens, and then it just turns into an all-out neighborhood war. Yeah, that could be a show. Like, and it could escalate from there, and then the guy, like, you know, put his snow blower and blew snow under your windows, and Meredith is yelling there, "You're waking up Willie! Like, what are you doing?" And then she ran out there, and then she was throwing snowballs and broke their glass windows.
And then he ripped out his throat, and then all of a sudden it becomes a big
deal. Then he's like firing shotgun shots north of your roof, and it goes crazy. So apparently there is a situation where someone has a private beach.
Well, must be nice.
And, you know, someone's got the land right there, but I think the jackasses that were kind of getting at the people that own the land were trying to, like, go around the beach but into the water.
Yeah.
Like, from around the side.
Private beach ceases as soon as the water begins.
There's no water rights? You don't have any water rights? Maybe like 10 feet out? Yeah. Like, that we don't have that with property lines?
What constitutes the beach?
The sand, I guess, is what, well, the sand. Is what we're going at.
But is it just bare sand?
I think so.
Does tide affect that?
Yeah, I think your beach grows and
your beach,
it wanes and it grows.
Your property
waxes.
It waxes.
Yeah. Your property's always changing.
It is.
It could be the tamped down wet sand, but whatever that water comes up, you're like running
That's
away
not
from
yours
the water.
Anymore.
It's not yours
well, I,
anymore.
I know, like in Manhattan, I assume it's this way for other cities as well.
I'm asking Google.
You can actually own air. You can own the air rights to a certain place. Like, nobody can build this building to a certain point because someone owns the air. And I wonder if you can own a part of the water, not just the beach.
Well, I mean, I know, like, fishermen, they don't own part of the water, right? But they put their buoys down and, like, that's their fishing grounds.
Those aren't buoys?
So I don't know if you can own the water.
So a simple, and you have to take this for what it's worth because it's a quick AI search, but, and something from the Miami Conservancy District says you don't actually own the water itself either. And this is owning a private beach typically means you own the dry sand above.
Okay.
However, in the U.S., you generally do not own the water itself or the submerged land beneath it, which is considered public trust land.
That's right.
The public can legally swim, boat, and walk in the water.
So as long as your feet are in the water,
you're good.
So you can walk past their property line
on the water.
Yeah,
so you could just taunt them. You can just say,
"Not doing it.
I'm an international water.
Right,
do something."
And I think that's what you would do is you would do like jumping jacks in the water.
Oh, my feet are splashing
up there on their patio. You're like, "Hey, private beach, baby!" And then you're on Neighbors because
all-out war.
So what happens on this show? Does it end in murder, usually?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes it gets nasty.
You ever have a big beef with the neighbors?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
You're asking all a guy who has beef with all of his neighbors.
That's true. I don't know who I'm asking.
I thought you were a normal person for a second. I live in a neighborhood full of idiots. I do. It's just the way it goes.
Beamer?
I mean, other than the shovel incident with the snow, and that guy didn't even live in our neighborhood. No, I love our neighbors.
When you say the shovel incident, that means you've murdered someone with a shovel.
You're like the Home Alone.
Yeah, you're the grandpa.
Shoveler.
You're the old man.
I told you
the
guys,
South
this
Bend
when we,
shoveler.
Yeah, you said it.
When we had our huge snowstorm, I shoveled out my car, and I had a spot on the street. And then someone else came and parked in my spot that I park in every day.
No bueno.
And I put the snow back onto his car.
Good.
It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous move.
Right, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight,
Coming
Beamer?
Up tonight, guys, we have an hour. There's being some words said from a TCU player, maybe some bulletin board material for the Buckeyes tomorrow. Adam King is going to join us from Greenville. Joshua Perry is going to join us as well. And Kurt Cignetti's getting to do something fun. That's coming up tonight.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Beamer, you ever want to watch a minor league baseball game? Beamer, you like movies about gladiators?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
You like watching minor league baseball on TV?
No.
So if the Columbus Clippers are going to be on 69 times, nice. You're going to watch
69?
You know, five of them?
No.
Where are they putting it on the C-Dub?
The C.
Can I tell you something as well?
Yeah, the Clippers announced, one second, a regional broadcast partnership with Rock Sports Entertainment. Oh, like a rock! It's going to air 69 games live from Huntington Park. I don't know what that is.
That's great.
I don't know what that is.
Savannah Bananas sounds like the dumbest thing in the world.
I'm so glad you're here. This is why you and I are...
It sounds like... The worst thing in the world that you could possibly do is go to one of those
and
games.
And they line up. 70,000 people will go.
Guys, I don't get it.
What does that say about planet Earth?
Guys who are not even good enough to be in minor league baseball.
Wood bat league dropouts.
Do like little flipsies and...
And then they gyrate.
Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance.
Just it looks awful.
It looks terrible. You don't like a guy on stilts?
I mean, I do, but not playing baseball.
Does he?
Everybody loves it. I've
never watched.
I'm not aware. I see him pop up.
Does he swing on stilts?
Social media sometimes, and I swipe. I skip.
How does he get the balls that are low in the zone? Do they give him a big bat?
Big catcher.
Huge bat.
Big ball, big catcher.
Just a rock hard.
Oh, my God.
Just a 20-foot long bat.
Meat bat.
Yeah.
Forgot about the meat bat. Whatever happened to the original meat bat? You still got it?
It's my weapon.
Where is it, though?
It's in my house. I use it for thumping on my neighbors.
I'm going to go get the meat bat.
Beanie's right. Got one going with the old meat bat.
we'll see you tomorrow after Buckeye basketball right here on The Fan. Common Man.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic on westbound 670 going from 71 to Neal Avenue. And there's a bit of a slowdown on northbound 315 between Kinnear Road and North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere Construction Equipment Rentals from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need Smart Grade, Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine. Give me a dew. Something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good friends. Give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain.